Blog Talk Radio.
The Madden Voice, we are live. Show number 55, July, 21st. And big news in the gaming community, and we are here to bring you the latest update on the new news that the Madden Challenge, as we have known it, no longer exists, and it is now under the guidance and auspices of Major League Gaming. And we have with us Sundance DiGiovanni, who is the co-founder and chief brand officer of Major League Gaming, and this news broke out Sunday, and we just want to say an extra thank you for Sundance for giving us a few minutes tonight to at least verbally give us a little bit more in depth of some of the things that we heard on the websites and on the forums. So first of all, as we do on the Madden Voice, we have to give you the customary fried bacon applause. Show.
Thank you, man. Thanks a lot for having me.
Except one time someone said that sounded like sizzling bacon, so I've never gotten that out of my mind. So.
I wasn't quite sure. It's pretty intense.
All right. Well, tell us about this. Well, you know what? Let's do this first. For most people, I think, in the gaming community knows who MLG is, but just for the people that might be tuning in and all of this is new, maybe give them the elevator speech on exactly who Major League Gaming is.
All right, yeah, well, pardon me, I just got a frog in my throat. So Major League Gaming is, our mission is to bring high-level competitive gaming to the masses. We're most famous for our first-person shooters. We run Halo, Call of Duty, Gears of War, things of that nature. But, when we say competitive gaming, we mean anything where there's an existing community and there's a history and a game which will work for our platform. And a lot of people may not know it, but back in the very beginning, we actually ran Madden on our circuit at our very first event. And, it was too soon. It was too early, and the challenge was going on, and EA was running that themselves. So we removed the game, and now we're here many years later. And I'm super excited because, having Madden and a relationship with EA has been kind of a dream of ours on a number of levels. So I'm excited because now I get a chance to really get involved with the Madden community and get to meet some of those folks out there who've been doing this for years. And it's something I've been watching from the sidelines and been kind of licking my chops. So yesterday was a big day, a very, very big day for us.
And the buzz in the community over the last 24 to 48 hours has just been, I don't know if it's been matched by anything I can think of over the last several years, the excitement of this announcement. So maybe you can get into the announcement just a little bit. Exactly what does it mean when we say now that, MLG is now going to be running the EA Sports Challenge that will include the game of Madden?
So, the EA Sports Challenge is obviously it's something that EA is doing around their sports titles, not just Madden. We got NBA Live and Fight Night in there, and that's how it exists for this year, but it's an ever-evolving thing. But the idea for them is that they're committed, and I think with this deal they're really proving that they're committed to being involved with the community, giving something that's an important part of the history of the game. And I think they agree, and the appointment of Peter Moore as president of EA Sports, I think he gets this better than most folks do in the world of video games, is that your community is key. You have to take care of them. You have to listen to them. You have to give them, the stuff that they're accustomed to. And that's not only a great game, but in the case of Madden, I mean, this is one of the granddaddies of competitive gameplay. I mean, I remember being in my college dorm room with the Sega Genesis and taking $20 bills off my roommate. So this is, this is one of the seminal games for us. I mean, it doesn't get much bigger than this. So this challenge, as it exists this year, is really an opportunity for us to bring the MLG approach to it, which is obviously our online network of sites and our community and our approach to everything. And you know, our ability to create content and try and identify the stars, you know, who, which are well established in Madden, so that's going to be easy. But then to put them, at, you know, on the next plateau, and that is that, you know, we want to shine a light on this stuff, and we're going to be very respectful of the way the communities have existed, and you know, change very little about how we do things. But what we are going to do is we're going to try and make this larger than it's ever been before. You know, I think that the thing that gets me excited is that I see what's happened in the past, and I've always looked at it and said, well, oh, if we were doing that, maybe we would have done this differently or done that differently. Well, now we are doing it. So, you know, we're going to start out this season. It's going to be a mix of live events. We're going to be piggybacking on to our existing Pro Circuit events. They'll be co-located. So the Sports Challenge will be there in each city. Then we're going to be doing the championship at the Super Bowl, which I'm excited for because it's down in Miami with the Pro Bowl. So we're going to, IEA, of course, is going to roll out all the stops for that. But the goal is that this is year one. We do this big, but we just go on and get bigger and bigger from here on out. We have a large commitment to doing this properly, a large commitment to you know, listening to folks in the community and really kind of learning from the folks who have been passionate about this and live this. I mean, the fact of it is that you know, the Madden Challenge, for all intents and purposes, was gone. It was done. So to be able to resuscitate that and be able to make it something bigger with the help of EA is just – it's a great thing, and we're really excited about it. And we love the fact that EA gets the importance of this and that they're being 100% supportive of it, and Sony as well. I mean, you know, the other party that's been a big part of getting this done has been Sony. It's really been kind of incredible how both EA and Sony have bent over – backwards to get this done in a way that the community, the existing Madden community, could really benefit from.
Now, that raises another question. Last year, EA Sports, the main Madden Challenge and many of the major tournaments that were done on 360. This year, you're going to be featuring the PS3 system. Was it just simply, you know, Sony came in and said the right things and you know, did the right thing, and so that's what it was? Or was it more of an interest on your part and your company's part to kind of feature the PS3, or a little bit of both?
Well, you know, I mean, for me, I think that the history of Madden to me is something that is, you know, exists going all, as I said, all the way back to the Sega Genesis. So new consoles and new versions of the game are nothing new, and the fact of it is that, you know, EA and Sony are involved in a partnership, and Sony really stepped to the plate here. I mean, they're putting up a lot of prize money. They're putting up a lot of marketing support. I can't express the gratitude that I have towards them yet because we're in the middle of it still, but so far it's just been incredible to work with them because they've been very respectful of what we said. We told them, look, you know, people may say, wait, last year it was on the 360. This means I got to learn, you know, a new console. I got to maybe go out and get a PS3. And they said, well, you know, we want to work with you. We want to make sure that the messaging is as strong as possible, so it's not that big of an impact. So, you know, I mean, again, as I said, it's either it was on PS3s or it might not have happened because they have been such a key partner with EA and with us in getting this done that, you know, my gratitude goes out to everyone over there who saw the opportunity to resuscitate this and really make it, you know, make it what it should be. I mean, we're looking at, you know, a large prize purse for Madden, which I think is as it should be. And, you know, it's going to be, I think, while there are fewer events than there were back in the day when they made, you know, stops at every city in the NFL, you know, played in, you know, in this new economy with this recession going on, they're still stepping up. I mean, the prize money is there, the marketing support is there, you know, and I think it's going to be fun. You know what I mean? I think it's going to be a good time. I think we're going to learn about how this world adopts. You know, we're going to bring some of our stuff into it, like the pro player stipends that we have with our other games. It's going to be an opportunity for the guys who live and breathe this stuff and who are truly competitive to make it to the next level, I think, because, you know, as it's existed in the past, it's kind of been come and go. You know, there's been no 365-day-a-year kind of outlet on a professional scale. I mean, yes, you got your local tournaments and you've got your local crews and everything, and a ton of respect is owed to those folks, and we hope to work with a lot of those people, but we're trying to turn this into something, you know, really unique and really big and really special. So, you know, it wasn't a case of we lean towards Sony or anything, you know, with an issue with Microsoft. I mean, Microsoft is also a great partner, but the fact is Sony walked in and said, "We want to do this with you," and it was just it was a no-brainer.
That's great. Let me also welcome onto the show GTP Commish and the man who's really been a conduit for information to the Madden community. You know, over the last few days and frankly over the last several years, but specifically over the last few days, Bobby Storm, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Commish, Sundance, how y'all doing?
Good, man.
All right, how you guys doing?
Doing good, doing good. Just getting a little information out here for the community, and it's good to have you both on the show in such an exciting time as we see, you know, another evolution in this game we love called Madden. It's just, it really is an exciting time.
I think it's a great opportunity for the community, and like with Sundance, just to piggyback on what he was saying, it's next level gaming, and for those of you, you know, across the country who's never been to MLG event, it's really something special. And I got a chance to go to a couple of the events when I was down to EA headquarters. And when you walk in, it's like, ooh, ah. So it's like your mouth drops because it's like it's nothing like you've seen before. These guys really put a lot of time and effort into it, and they really put on a great show. And to think that they're bringing what they do over to Madden, to our, to the community, and to everything dealing with Madden, it's just it's going to be enormous. It's going to be crazy. So I'm looking forward to it. It's very exciting, and like you said, chance to work with Sony. You know, it's really going to be crazy. It really is.
Yes, without a doubt.
Now, another question we have is, yeah, we have. I mean, already there's a date. There's a tournament, August 29th, Dallas. You know, we're only talking 6 weeks away. What can you and you know, and we certainly out here will respect the fact if you say we're still in the works and can't, you know, can't really get too deep into that right now. But is there anything? There's a lot of questions on, you know, exactly the process for that very first tournament. Is there anything you can share on how, you know, registration or involvement for the community?
So we're working our butts off to get everything shored up because we don't want to come out with an announcement and then have to change everything, you know, around. But what I can tell you is that we're working on a mixed system that eventually will have online qualifiers. But for this first event, it's going to be kind of special because the timing is tight, obviously. So, well, I ask this, and I mean this, and you guys in the Madden community will come to know this about me. I'm 100%. This is my company that I started. You know, I have blood, sweat, and tears. This is my baby. So I'm putting all my resources and all my efforts towards getting this stuff locked up. But right now, we're very close to being able to open up registration. But the way it's going to be structured in our regular season is that 128 players are going to be able to play in double elimination brackets. Okay, we're going to have a bit of an interesting tilt. It's not going to be on our standard main stage that you'd see for our pro circuit. We're building a whole new arena for this. It's built from the ground up around sports. It's built with, you know, this vibe that we're trying to create in general. It's going to be Madden-centric. Obviously, Madden is the crown jewel of this. The NBA and Fight Night stuff is going to be more about like walk up and that, you know, with some pre-registration. But I'm getting real close to being able to announce everything, and I also want to assure everyone that we're not going to go out and create any crazy rules or any changes to anything that may make this seem like it's not legit. We're working with some of the best folks out there that we know. Bobby obviously is someone that we've tapped into, and we have an open ear. So when we put this stuff up and when we publish everything, there will be a channel where folks can you know, get back to us. But again, the idea is that this isn't new. You guys have been doing this for a while, so we're going to come in and we're going to see the things that have worked for you, we're going to stick to those. And then the things that we need to implement in order to get the folks that we need to through there and have the online portion of it be, you know, be accessible, we're going to build all that out. And, you know, as you said, you know, I'd love to be able to give you all the details right now and a day and a time when you'd be able to get those passes. But if you keep checking out, you know, information on the web, you'll be able to find that as soon as it's available. It's EASportsChallenge.com is the main place to go. That's where you want to get your information because we're making that the central hub for everything. So again, EASportsChallenge.com will be the spot. If you follow any of us on Twitter, I'm MLG_Sundance. I'll be posting about that. We'll be getting that information out to the community as quickly as possible.
Sounds great. Before we let you go, because I know you have to take off, let's take one call just to get your feet wet.
Absolutely.
What the matter?
I'm actually sorry to cut you off, but I'm actually good until 8 o'clock now. I extended my picks. Just so you know, so you got me for an extra 14 minutes if you want me.
we want you for as long as you're willing to stay with us. So we appreciate it. Let's take one call, see what kind of question we get. I recognize the area code, so I'll let this call through. 267 area code, Bobby Stormland. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
What's up, T? It's Philly Ron.
Hey, Philly Ron.
Hey, how you doing? I'm sorry. I'm running a little late. I cut out on a football practice real quick to run and try to just basically show support for the show and then get back to work. But I see that you have Bobby, and I'm sorry I didn't get your name yet because I just called in. So, but I know you're the guy who represents or owns MLG from what I'm hearing.
I'm one of the co-founders. Thanks. My name is Sundance DiGiovanni.
Sundance?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's Philly Ron. It's nice to meet you, man. And we are happy to have you as a part of our community, man.
Well, we appreciate it. And as I said earlier, this is something that we've been working towards for a number of years. So it's, you know, the chance to finally be able to do this in a big way is something I'm really excited about.
Yeah. We've seen all the great stuff that you've done at, you know, with your Halo events, the type of excitement that's generated when you walk through the doors. The only thing I can actually relate it to for a lot of guys, it's almost like you go into a club atmosphere, not saying an actual club, but, you know, when you go from, or let's say E3, when you go from just going from the regular street and the quiet or the little bit of buzz that you hear on the street noise-wise, and you open the door, and as soon as you walk through the door, it's like you're in a vacuum, and everything in there is loud, and you hear the competition. That's the type of environment that you're getting into. And when you match that with the competitive nature of the Madden field, I know MLG, I know you've seen how your Halo events are, but the excitement, the buzz, the energy that you're going to see, the electricity in the air that you're going to feel by having our Madden players out there, is going to be, I really believe, is going to be second to none. So we can't wait for this first event to pop off.
Oh, neither can we, man. We're really excited. I mean, and I want to take a minute to thank the Madden community. I mean, you know, the response so far has been overwhelmingly positive. You know, we weren't sure, being a new entity and coming into this. I mean, the one thing that we want to, you know, reassure everyone of is that we're not coming in here and going to be changing up a lot. We're not going to be coming in and telling everybody that we're going to play the game differently. You know, we are all about competition at the highest level, and this has been happening for a long time. It's been happening really well. We want to come in and we want to increase and we want to add to everything that's been there already. And that's really the goal, is that we come in and we come up with a structure which is a little bit different, where there's more of a season vibe to it, where there's, you know, there's advantages to coming out to more than one event, where there's a lot of respect earned for winning an event, and you know, and try and embrace the community and elevate those competitors who come to these events for what they are, because they're an important part of it. They're special. I mean, we truly believe that if you're passionate and committed and talented, you know, at this activity, that you deserve to be embraced. You deserve to be put on a pedestal, because, you know, that's what we're all about. We're all about the celebrating the fact that we get into that room. That event is for one thing, and it's to come to see how good you are, how you stack up against the best in the world, have fun in an environment that's second to none. So, we're all super excited. We can't wait for Dallas, and we wish it was this weekend. Although we wouldn't be ready, we just basically want it to happen as quickly as possible.
Hey, Ron, thanks for the support. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks. I'm heading back to practice. Nice to meet you, Sundance. Bob,
nice to meet you, man.
Everybody else on the line, I'll check back in with y'all. But have a great day, everybody.
Thanks, Ron. Take care.
Take care.
Philly Ron. And I got to say, Sundance DiGiovanni is about one of the coolest names I've heard in a long time. And I mean that. That's one of, like, movie star names or something, you know.
Thanks, man. My parents were hippies, and for when I was a kid, it got me picked on a little bit, maybe into a few fights, but it's worked out for the most part. The ladies like it.
That's what I'm saying. When you get older, I got a buddy of mine. He goes by Mark, but his full name is Marcelino. And when I'm out with him, you can always tell when he meets a young lady that's cute, he'll introduce himself as Marcelino. If he meets a young lady that's, you know, not so much, Mark.
He's Mark, right?
He's Mark, yeah. Welcoming to the show my co-host and Madden Nation 4 participant, Corn Star. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's happening? Welcome. Hey, you know, they had an episode on at 6 o'clock, and my daughter was watching it, and I pointed you out, and I said that guy right there is my co-host, and then it was the episode where you beat Truth, and she said, "Tell him I said good job in beating that other guy." So there you go.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That was a good episode.
Yeah.
My favorite one of the whole series.
Yeah. Do you have I'm getting told that my sound is fluctuating, so let me work on that. K-Star, did you have a question for Sundance from MLG?
Yeah, I was just curious as to, how do you get qualified for these events, and is it only online, or is it a walk-up? Like, how are you able to participate, if I'm going to Dallas, like, how do I go about doing that?
So for Dallas, because we don't have enough time to really run an online qualifier for it, it's going to be kind of a special event. We're going to be reaching out to some of the folks who've been identified as the top performers, and you know we're going to be doing our best to get as many folks involved in that as possible. The online qualification will begin for the following event, which is going to be in Anaheim, and we've got all the details for that up and ready to go. So for this first one, because when you're dealing with two large companies like Sony and Electronic Arts, things tend to take longer than you would like. We're under the gun, and we're going to be announcing all this as quickly as possible. And we've been working with folks to make sure that we don't, you know, of course, I'm sure some people will feel like if they're left off this list of invitational players that, you know, they're slighted, but that's not our intention. Our intention is try and balance things out a little bit and try and get some guys who've won major events and been major, you know, personalities out there in here to check it out, to go head-to-head, and then, you know, after that, the online qualifying and kind of system will go into play. So we're trying to have a nice mix of, you know, folks who can register just out of the blind. But again, I mean, our Halo stuff sells out in 3 minutes, and that's 256 teams of four people. So for Madden, we're talking about 128 people, and, you know, in my dream world, we sell that bracket out quickly. So we're trying to do a mix of some reserve stuff, some kind of invite stuff, and then, you know, the ability for folks to just get on the site and hit refresh and get a pass. So, again, all that stuff is being shored up. EA Legal and Sony Legal have to sign off on it, and then we'll make it public as soon as possible. But every effort is going into it to make sure that it's a fair and balanced approach and that we get some superstar names out there, as well as maybe some kids who want to walk in off the street and go have a go and see how they stack up.
Okay, so is that how you plan on doing most events, or is this only because of Dallas is like a special situation?
Dallas is going to be a special situation because we don't have enough time. I mean, we're 5 weeks away from the event, so for us to run something, and the game, also the release date of the game, it puts us in a bit of a bind. So, you know, going forward, it'll be done a little bit differently. Going forward, it'll be more structured. We're all about, you know, recognizing the folks who perform well and rewarding them. So if you do well in Dallas, you will give yourself a good shot going into the next event. Seedings will be taken from the online play, you know, that happens leading up to the Anaheim event. So, and all this information, again, it'll be published. We've got, our commissioner, John Nelson, and the guy who has run every single one of our events from back in the day, Adam Apicella, have been doing a lot of extra work on this stuff to make sure that it's fair and it's balanced, which is tough when you're up against a deadline like we are, because there's just not enough days in the month to get everything you want done. And at only 5 weeks out, we have to compromise a little bit. But I think we've come up with a pretty good system, and once it's signed off on by the, you know, Sony and EA, we'll put that out there for you folks.
Another thing, hold on.
Or just a reminder that some of these questions were asked before you came on, and these answers will be forthcoming, but a lot of the answers are not available yet. So we're going to kind of have to hang tight a little bit and be a little patient to get some of these answers, but. Go ahead with one more question, K-Star, and then I want to get a couple of questions from the audience before Sundance departs.
Okay. So I was curious because with the Invitational and, you know, the kids who are able to just sign up online, before the event, is there going to be a list of some of the invitees, or how is that kind of, I guess, being presented to the public, or will it be?
I think what we're going to do is, and that's a very good question. I think what we've discussed is that we will put those invites out there. And obviously, if we don't make the list public, then the guys who get invited are going to. You know, I mean, we're not going to be like, oh, look, don't tell anybody, just show up. Part of the draw is that you're going to have these names there. So I believe that the plan as it stands is for the list to be published and for us to kind of, you know, in that list, break down their accomplishments of these players and what's happened now. And I can't state this enough. I know there are going to be people who feel like they're left off and they should have been included. And, you know, there's not going to be any avoiding that because, you know, if it were me, I've won 3 Madden games, you know, in the last 2 months. I'm garbage, but I'd be like, I deserve it, you know. I think we're going to do our best to make sure that that's as little as possible. And you know, but this is just – we're doing what we can to try and, you know, guarantee that there's some – you know, if we have an event and we're saying we're trying to have the best players come out of this on top and we don't have the best players there, then, what are we doing? But we also want this to be open to the public to a certain degree. So, but all that stuff will come out soon, I promise. And, you know, I'm the least informed of a line by line in terms of that document to talk about it. But what I've seen has encouraged me, and I believe it should be, you know, should be signed off on this week, and we should be able to get that up so folks can see it.
Sounds all right, good. Great.
Sounds good. All right, let me bring on also another part of the team. NJ Rod, King of the Couch Tournaments down in New Jersey. Rod, welcome to the show.
I know those.
Hey, what's going on, Sundance? How you doing, man?
I'm good, Rod. How are you?
Very good, very good. A couple quick questions. One of the things about the announcers, I know my boy Nexi, I know you know him well.
Yeah.
He was one of my students. I taught him in the 8th grade. I'm a teacher, so we go way back. But Nexi and Puckett and guys like that. Do you guys plan on having like an announcing team set up for John Madden?
So what we're planning on doing on the live show is, you know, for the live event is we're going to have an MC. We're going to have somebody kind of, you know, host the event. We are kind of the feeling right now that, you know, at the commentating that we do in Halo and whatnot is very specific to that. So this event is, you know, and we've got relationships, you know, EA's got relationships with folks they've worked with in the past. So there'll be somebody there, you know, kind of calling the action. It'll be a little bit different. It'll be more in the vein of what folks are used to with Madden as opposed to, you know, play-by-play. So, yeah, more color commentary than play-by-play, I would guess. But, yeah, we're going all out, and we're trying to make sure that this is the best possible spectator experience as well. So that's for the folks who aren't just playing, but the folks who are coming to watch their boys play will be able to enjoy themselves.
Gotcha. And one more quick question. I run, like, Madden Halo stuff over there in Jersey, a lot of different things. A couple guys that come through my scene and have gotten big time. Ghost Giambi, guys like Strange Purple, Raw Talent right now playing Gears of War. Are you guys going to do anything more as far as like reaching out to like some of the local tournament scenes and like you know they worship the MLG circuit as you know as we all know. Is there anything in plans on like reaching out to those guys a little bit more?
Well, you know, see, the thing we always try to do is because we get it's tough because we get contacted from folks all across the country, you know, and it's always there's only so much we can do, so we try and have a support network where we, you know, we will promote tournaments for folks and you know kind of get the word out there and come up with programs where folks who run events can do, you know, kind of lead up tournaments to what we do, but yeah, there's definitely more of more importance being placed on that in the future. The reason being, you know, that we have to kind of be cautious is that I can't tell you how many times we've had folks reach out to us who've run, you know, who say they have a full MLG setup and they've run a ton of events, only to find out that after we try and do something with them that they, you know, they don't pay out prize money or they're not what they seem. So, unfortunately, we've been burned a little bit in the past, so we have to be extra cautious. But without a doubt, I mean, the thing I would always say is that reach out to us. If there's anybody out there listening who's an organizer, who's looking for some help or just, you know, who wants to do things, you know, that are run properly and kind of, you know, can pass the test of time, we're a good resource for that in terms of, and now that we're in the sports arena as well, we'll try and do the same thing for the sports arena. We're a good resource for folks who are looking to come up with standards for rules and settings and kind of and format. And we will promote locally. We will, you know, put that stuff out there on our network of sites when appropriate. But again, it's you know, if we don't respond to the email after a day, it's because we're swamped and we try and get to everything, you know, in the order that it comes in. But yeah, there's definitely going to be more and more of that as we continue to grow and as we continue to expand, because we can only throw as many events as we can handle per year. You know what I mean? It's the regional stuff, the local stuff, the guys who do it, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears guys who really make this stuff happen, you know, year round. And for that, we thank them and we want to support them as much as possible.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah.
Thanks, Rod. One final question came in through Instant Messenger, and this is probably going to go into the bag of will be announced, but hey, we'll go for it. Where'd it go? God, I just had it. I got a question. Will they release all the cities they will stop in soon? This is from Nick, blah, blah, blah. Hit me up on AOL. So, cities.
Cities. All right. So I can tell you, I can confirm right now, Dallas and Anaheim, that's as far as I can go right now. The others will be as soon as possible. I can tell you this, that Miami is where your championship for Madden is going to happen. That's going to be at the Super Bowl / Pro Bowl weekend. So that should be pretty sick. We're close to having everything sorted out to where we can tell you the rest. And the second it's good to go live, it will. We're working our butts off to be able to get out all the information because we know people are dying for it. And you know, there were two options. It was wait to announce this until you have every detail sorted out, in which case, you know, we wouldn't be announcing until maybe 2 weeks before Dallas, or announce and then get the rest of the info out, which is the way that we went.
Yeah, well, I think we like the announce and then get the info out. So I think for us it works. At least there's been so many questions over the last 2 or 3 months about the Madden Challenge and so many rumors flying around out there. So it's just some sense of clarity and some sense of direction. Well, listen, you have been more than generous with your time on such a short notice. We appreciate it. And we are going to definitely take you up on your offer to come back onto the show before all of this happens so that we can, you know, as things come forward, we'd like to have you come back and then we can...
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. And I appreciate, I want to thank you, and I want to thank everybody, again, the folks that so far, I know we're just getting started, but so far it's been great. We're in this for the long haul. We're really committed to doing this well, and you know, I just want to thank the players, because without you guys, none of this really happens.
Well, you know, we're just glad that a professional, well-run outfit like yourself is now involved, and I think, you know, there's always going to be questions and concerns, but it just feels so right and so positive. We're just, I think the tone of the community is very excited. So, you know, that's how we'll leave it with. Very, a very excited feel moving forward.
So, All right. Well, thanks again, guys, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for being on the show. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
All right. Take care. Applause. That was Sundance DiGiovanni, co-founder and chief brand officer for MLG or Major League Gaming, MLGPro.com, and just came on, and it was really nice to come on with very little advance notice with our request to come on to the show. And I want to thank Coach K for being instrumental in making that happen. As well as a few other people gave some good words of support about the Madden voice and the quality of our show. So appreciate all of that, and we're definitely going to have him back on within the next couple of weeks as more details unfold and some of the questions that have not been answered actually get answered. We look forward to having him come back on. But real exciting times. I think we have lost he called back, so let's go back and bring back on Bobby Storm. Bobby Storm is back with us.
Yeah, sorry about that, Commissioner. I had to switch phones. I'm good.
Yeah, that's fine. Sundance has signed off, but he gave us 30 minutes, so we appreciate that. And, you've been the guy that's been in conversation with them. I'm being told my volume is low again, so I'm...
Yeah, you're right, real low.
Yeah, I got technical difficulties.
There you go. That's a lot better there.
That's better? Okay. All right. Good. You know, you've been kind of the forefront for the community and dealings with MLG. what can you share? I know some things you're still sworn to secrecy, but what can you share on your negotiations and your conversations that would interest the community?
Like I said, I put the post up a couple of days ago, and basically I went over with a lot of the powers that be and checked some things out as far as what I could confirm. Well, like what Sister Tess on what Sundance talked about, you know, Sony got behind this, and in so many terms, the money's right, you know, so the prize money is going to be great. They're dumping a lot of things into this to really make this event really, you know, really worthwhile. I mean, I know a lot of unanswered questions right now. I think if you just give these guys a couple of weeks to just kind of iron things out and get, you know, contracts signed and things confirmed, I think you're going to be really impressed with how they lay things out. And again, keep in mind, this is only the beginning. Because if you go back in years as far as, I guess, the history of the challenge, when it first started, we only had 10 cities. You know, a lot of these guys got spoiled over the years with the 20-plus cities and going to all the NFL cities. We only had 10 when we first started, and we built on from there. So now we're kind of – history is kind of repeating itself. Now we're going, you know, Sony's taking back over the challenge, and that's when we had lines around the corner. That's when the you know, turnout was great all over the country. So, you know, history's kind of repeating itself. So get things kind of time to roll out and get things together. And like I said, MLG puts out a great product. And with EA and Sony all coming together, I mean, just give things time. Things will pan itself out.
Sounds good. What are your thoughts on you as a tournament director? And this I'll ask you. I know you know you're gonna have to go shortly too, so I'm trying to.
No, I got another hour. I got an hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
So we're good.
All right. Well, let's see. We got you on. We've got Rod on, and let's see. I believe we have A1.
Yo, A1, Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh my God.
All right, so we got, you know, and this is you know, we're all members of the Madden Federation, but separate from the Madden Federation, we know as members of the Federation, there's got to be a lot of conversation. But what are your initial thoughts on all of the conversation on consoles? There's so much talk on PS3 versus 360. What's going to happen out there? You guys all run tournaments. What's your initial thoughts on this whole, you know, now that MLG has gone PS3 and Sony, and anyone can respond, but what are your thoughts on the whole console issue?
If we could do it like this, let Rod go first, and then I'll let A1, and then I guess I can chime in, or either I can go. It doesn't matter. Let Rod start first.
Okay, Rod.
All right. Yeah, this is Rod. Personally, I was around when I first started with this stuff. PS2 was pretty much exclusive. I saw that. Then we had the console split with the regular Xbox and PS2. And then we had the next generation thing with Xbox 360, et cetera. Personally, what I think it's going to be real, it's going to be a real positive, and I'll tell you why. There's a lot of people that simply rejected Xbox. There are a lot of PlayStation loyalists that are out there. And when the console split came, just simply because of the fact that it was Microsoft or Xbox, it wasn't quote-unquote PlayStation, we lost a lot of quality players, man. We lost a lot of people that were just PS2 loyalists, all right? So I'll give you an example. We go down to – I was down in at the Nike headquarters. So I flew in with the football team that won the championship. We'll talk about that later on. But one of the things we started talking about, video games and everything. You know, anyway, I'm talking about Xbox, this and that. These guys are from Florida, they're like, you know, man, we don't, you know, we down in Florida, we don't play Xbox, man. We play PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, period. And that was pretty much what their consensus was. I had a conference call with my buddy Chris Bowman down at KOTC down in Texas, and we were discussing our season and our lineup and everything, blah blah blah. And he was this is just the other day. It was crazy. He's like, yo, they play PS3 down here. You know, it's just that's how it is. What I found is different parts of the country, different things. They're very heavy on the PS2, PS3 type platform. At the same time, if you look at sales and you look at just general sales of John Madden in general, it's dominated by Xbox 360. So you got to look at it a couple ways. There's a lot of people that are playing on both of those platforms. So as far as different parts of the union, down in Texas, Florida, like that's dominated by PlayStation as it is. So that's not going to be a big thing. On the East Coast, we pretty much we switched over very heavily on the Xbox. So to accommodate all those people, like I have four Xbox Live gamer tags full of 100 names each of Xbox loyalists that play on the Xbox. So when I send out my little things, the gamer tags, blah blah blah. So all those guys are not going to go over to the PS3 because you know the tournament scene goes over. That's obvious. But a good bunch of our players definitely will. So those players that I lost on the PlayStation system, you know, for competitive play, whatever, a lot of those guys are going to come back. So I see it as, at least in the beginning, I've been blessed with just different opportunities. I have a well stock of PS3s. We're going to go with both systems in the beginning, and we'll see how it pans out, and then from there we'll decide where it goes because a lot of guys are going to want to get ready for these MLG events, ready for these big purses, ready for the Dr. Pepper cans and all that stuff. And I know that's real because a lot of those guys have come out of my Halo tournaments, quite a few of them. So including guys that have got $1 million contracts started with King of the Couch events. So I know the realism and the power of MLG. So that's coming to our Madden guys next. So with that, they're going to be on the PlayStation 3. At the same time, we got a lot of locals, a lot of guys, and we're in a tough economy. If you're picking up a PS3 minimum, you're spending $400 for the system, $50 for the game, $60. And then a lot of people want another controller. You're making a $500-$600 investment to switch that over. It's not that easy. So we're gonna have in the beginning. We're gonna deal with both platforms on a very high level. At least 10 to 16, 20 systems for each. So that's what we're gonna do first.
Sounds good. Before we bring A1 in, let me just remind everybody that you are listening to the Madden Voice. We just had Sundance D. Giovanni, co-founder of MLG, on the phone for the first 30 minutes of the show. So if you're just tuning in, you may want to make sure you catch the archive for some good information. You can call into the show at 347-838-9525. You can email me. Don't email me. Instant message me on AOL, EAFL Commissioner, as we speak. And I am live on Twitter as we speak, The Madden Voice. And if you're not following me on Twitter, we're marching to 1,000 followers. Will you be the next one? Follow us on Twitter. A1, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, well, you know, Madden Players United, major West Coast tournament organization head by you. What are your thoughts on the whole console issue?
First, I want to say when everybody starts selling their 360s, you probably only get $80 from GameStop, so I'll buy them from you for a little more because people aren't going to sell them. But one thing that's going on here in Cali I didn't even think about until I was on the phone with Chris and Rod, is that I don't know what type of market it is out here. I've been to a few barbershops today, and they're actually still playing PS2, and that's crazy. So I really don't know what the market is like this, but of course, the same way everybody changed over, all the hardcore gamers are going to get the PS3. So there's no fighting it. You're going to go ahead and fork that money over, so go ahead and do it. And it's going to be a good thing, man. Like I said, you know, I'm excited about this. I remember when I used to do my videos out here on PS2, I'd get 200 people, and when the 360 went down to 40. So of course, I'm excited, but, you know, it's a cost for tournament directors, too, because we got to put up a lot of money for them systems. You buy 10 systems, that's $4,000, you know, plus the tax. But it's going to be good, man. It's going to be good. I think it's going to really take off next year, though. But people are going to make that transition this year. It's going to be a good thing.
I hear you. All right, let me also bring on another tournament director, member of the Madden Federation, LAB Productions, Business First is on the line with us. Welcome to the show.
LAB. What's going on, A1, Rod, Bobby, Commission, what's good?
What's happening? What are your thoughts on the whole console issue? You just finishing off your first year of hosting tournaments. What are your thoughts?
It definitely caught me off guard, but because I didn't even foresee that coming. But I know to stay ahead of the competition or to even keep up with the competition that LAB Productions is going to have to make the move eventually. But me being a new business owner, this year I'm strictly 360 tournaments. But towards the end of the year, we're going to try to build our PS3 system slowly but surely. But like I said, like Rod said and like A1 said, at the beginning it was on PS2. And a lot of guys that come to my tournaments, they say, what's up with the PS3s? What's up? A guy actually asked me, what's up with the PS2s? I was like, I haven't played the PS2 in like 3-4 years. So LAB doesn't even own a PS2. So I definitely see it moving in a positive direction as far as Sony taking over and making that big stand, especially with the amount of money that they're throwing out. Everybody going to wind up switching over just for the money's sake.
Right. K-Star, as a player and, you know, one of the better players in the country, are you ready to just jump ship to PS3, or what are you thinking?
Well, I know I have I'm privileged because I already have both systems. To be honest, I haven't really played PS3 in a while. I've really just been playing Xbox because that's where, you know, pretty much the trophies were being played on and everything else, so that's where. I'm actually considering selling my Xbox. I don't really see any need for it anymore. I think it's a very good move for Sony, and I think the Madden scene in general go back to Sony because that's what it was, you know, at its highest peak. So I'm really looking forward to it. The only concern I have is for the community is, like, the whole console situation. Like, what one are we going to play on? If we do both, how our Madden Federation points can we divide? That's my only concern right now. But my recommendation to everyone is just jump ship and, you know, get rid of your Xbox and get on that PS3 because that is the future of gaming right now.
Sir,
I really am concerned. I really am concerned about the point system, so I would love some input on that.
Hey, points are points and money is money.
Well, I can say this, and you've got a number of Federation directors on this call. We have not taken that issue up for conversation yet, and I think we're doing what people have asked us to do, which is let's get all our information together before we sit down and talk and decide, you know, what impact this may have, if any. So that's what the community said that they wanted us to do, and don't rush, and you guys need to think things through, and that's exactly what we're doing. So I can say that comfortably. Bobby, you know, you run arguably now with MLG coming aboard, but, you know, traditionally Players Bowl is the largest tournament of the year, you know, as far as numbers and volume, and you know, it's a lot of 360s that you're involved with. What do you want to give us a sneak peek on where your thoughts might be going for Players Bowl? Can the Madden boys get a scoop?
I'm not even entertaining that right now. The thing about it is I've been through this before. A lot of these guys have just jumped on board last couple of years, but the community's going through this before. We were all PS2 for years, and then when the challenge switched to Xbox, you know, the community split. You had guys on PS2, guys on Xbox. And if you remember, we ran a Players Bowl on regular Xbox for about a year. But then after that, I got so many calls about, even though we had guys that switched to the regular Xbox, I got so many guys that were doing both, like Big Game James and Problem, they were playing both systems. So that's when we remember the following year Players Bowl, we did all three systems. We did half the room PS2, half the room regular Xbox, and that's when the new 360 was introduced. So for Players Bowl, for a couple of them, we had all three systems because the community was just split. And I had people like Problem winning both tournaments. We had people like Secret and House Shoe just running the table, playing PS2. They play their round robin, then they go over to the other side and play Xbox. It was crazy. But the thing you got to remember is, if you remember, the challenge was on basically Xbox when it switched over. The numbers went down for all of us. But then 360 was coming on the horizon. Everybody's like, the game is corny, it doesn't work, and how can they play the challenge on that? And guess what? As soon as that challenge switched over to 360, where'd all the hardcore guys go?
360.
Yep. Not a one stayed at regular Xbox. Not a one. So I understand the money, but guess what? Like the guy said, we as promoters got to eat more of the money than you guys eat. You got to eat $400 or $500 or whatever. We got to eat that multiplied times 15.
Hey, Bobby, I just want to speak on that because I'm just thinking back to what you were saying with PS2s and when I started out and Bobby started out, we were doing PS2s, man. But let me just tell you guys something. And this Bobby makes a real good point, and I know you guys are talking about and some of you guys are a little hard on the promoters, but let me just give you a little bit of background. We were doing PS2s, me, Bobby, you know, on the line. We go way back. Then it changed to Xbox, right? So what we had to do is get rid of our PS2 industry, I mean our inventory, and switch over to Xbox. And Xboxes at that time were like $200, $199 or whatever they were. So we had to do all that to make that switch, you know what I'm saying? And times 30, 40 systems, whatever it was. After that, they had the nerve, they changed it, you know, to next generation. So then we had to take our inventory from this and flip it to that, and then they got something called flat screen TVs that were, you know. So the constant flipping over and this and that, like Bobby and I can attest to it. We've done it many, many, many times. So this scenario is not new to us as far as change and switching over, because we have to do it a lot. But the thing is, when you guys do it, you know, you're thinking about getting a PS3 or whatever, you got to think about getting 25 PS3s. Or if you want to get, it's a lot bigger of a deal. But if history repeats itself, as Bobby said, this community will be on PS3. It is that simple, because they simply follow the biggest money tournament in the country. And right now, since it's MLG, and they're running the PS3, that's what the community as a whole will go to. But at the same time, just like we lost a lot of those PS2 guys that just stayed
there.
We're going to get those guys back, and there's a lot. If you look at the sales, and I'm just a guy about numbers sometimes, Microsoft Xbox version of the PS of Madden is much, much bit greater than the PS3 version right now, as of now. So what happens is there are a lot of guys that are still playing that stuff there too. So what's going to happen is there's going to be, you know, the first year or two, there's going to be a big chunk. But what I'm saying is I don't think the community is going to be split. I think there are going to be large tournaments on both sides. Mm-hmm. Like on Jersey, when I won my first tournament, I'm expecting 50, 60 plus on both sides. With the marketing I'm doing, with the built-in, I think it's going to be real big on both sides until we get everything figured out. But the hardcore gamer will be on PS3. History shows that. That's just how it is. I've seen it on PS2. To Xbox, to Xbox 360, and now it's going to be PS3. And it simply goes by history of who runs the biggest tournament of the year. Since it's MLG and PS3, that's what it is going to be.
And you talking about buddy passes, you talking about guys that drove from Indianapolis to Minnesota, from Chicago to New York. So the diehard guys, they travel. And this has been going on since the challenge started. So now that this is a new flavor and MLG is running their show and being as the locations they have picked, those guys will get down there. Maybe not 100% of them, but majority of them will get down there, and there's going to be new faces. And as MLG confirms things and opens things up and open the gates up, there's going to be bigger opportunities for everybody, media, TV, interviews, and just all kind of different opportunities for all you guys. Not so much us, but you guys. You guys are going to be the face of this thing. So you got to grab.
And Bobby's right about it. He's 100% right. What's real crazy about it, back in, I don't know, I think 98, 99 or something like that, I'm teaching in an eighth grade. This kid I had in my class, his name is Andreas Pearson. You know, a little mischievous here and there, blah, blah, blah. He's in my eighth grade class. Fast forward, whatever, 2009, I log into my Xbox, and I go into, like, there's a little sticks. They got, you know, like the little things, the little where you can go into different sections. And I go to like the online section, my Xbox, whatever, that little section. And I'm looking at the kid that I taught in eighth grade with a Dr. Pepper can in his hand and an MLG shirt on. He is the host of the MLG Halo things, and he was one of my kids in school. He still called me Mr. Lane to this day. So MLG has different things that can propel some of these guys into a whole different lifestyle. When he comes to my tournaments, this kid he's signing autographs and signing shirts and this and that. It's a whole different thing that can take us to levels where Madden has never been. So
a lot of the guys that you guys across the country, I don't know if you got a chance to check the post out, but the total money payout per city is $10,000. First prize is $5,000, and the other $5,000 this is distributed from second to fourth. The championship finals at the final event, first place is $50,000, second place is $25,000, third place is $15,000, and fourth place is $10,000. The challenge has never been broken down like that. Usually, it's just one guy walking away with the cash. You know, I don't know where you ever heard or whatever, but one guy walking away with the cash. Now, legitimately, you can finish third, fourth place and go home and eat. So the money is distributed correctly. And like I said, it's a great opportunity for multiple guys. And what they got in store for you guys, just behind the scenes that I can't even talk about, is enormous. So,
Bobby, I do have one question for you. Can those guys go to different cities and win that $5,000 every time?
That is a good question. That is a good question. I'm gonna wait till they answer that.
I know they can do it in Halo because my guys go back over and over and over again. So
I will take that question to them tomorrow, but that's a very good question.
Yeah, he implied that good performance in one city will you know, he said, obviously, what he said was, and we can listen to the interview back, but he said people that do good in one city will be able to participate in the next city. But he didn't, but there were no details around what that meant, define good, what does that mean, you have to be a top such and such finisher or whatever. But it seems as though what Rod is saying, and you know, that there could be some carryover into Madden, but maybe Bobby can follow up and
I'll follow up on that tomorrow. But like I said, the opportunities that's going to be coming over the horizon in the next couple of months. Like, the Dallas is going to be special. It's going to be something special. You know, they're putting together like a kickoff event. But everything else that's going to follow after that is going to be really something special. So whatever you have to do, just like whatever we had to do to get a 360, we've been here before, and we just got to, you know, got to adjust. And but the thing about it is, once you adjust, the money's there, the fame is there, the action is there, and our community's still there. So let's just, you know, let's just rally around each other and figure out how to get it done. And for those who don't switch, you know, there's still the community, it's still, as far as the events that's going on in the community, there's still going to be like guys like NJ Ryder that's giving both events, you know, Xbox and PS3. You know, still T-Boy that's doing both. So there's still going to be other events to that support both systems. But eventually, we got to make a move, like K-Star said.
That makes a lot of sense. Let's grab a call from the community here. We got a got some feedback. 443 area code. I think I hear us coming through. Are you there, 443?
Yeah. This is Thurman.
Oh, Thurman. Okay. Is that I can hear us coming back. I hear feedback.
I don't know what it is.
That's your phone.
All right, I'm going to have to mute you. Oh, wait. Okay. Nope, I still got feedback here. Do you guys hear the feedback?
Yeah.
All right, it's not Thurman's line. That's true. All right, is it still there?
Gone.
Yeah,
okay.
No, it's gone now.
Nope. It was A1.
A1,
you've been
A1,
muted, man.
A1's
I just
being
muted
chat.
Him. Thurman.
Yes.
Sorry,
hey, gentlemen.
We thought that was you. Welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
What's going on, Thurman?
Oh, well, not too much.
Let's pose the same question to you. You know, you've got events going on in Baltimore. What are your thoughts on the whole, MLG setting the trend now with Sony and the PS3? You know, what are your thoughts on the whole console war issue?
Thank God I have 15 PS3s. Thank God. That's all I can say. Thank God. But that came from being immersed in other communities. A lot of the guys that like to play fighting games don't like to play them on any other system but the PS3. So I had already started buying them. But, you know, so I'm a little bit ahead, but I want more. But, I mean, like Bobby said and Rod said, it's going to cost money. You know, these guys look at us as tournament promoters and think that this stuff comes free. We get nothing for free, not one penny, not one drop of anything. Every game, every system, every controller, every cord, every TV, we have to go out and buy. So, I mean, it's definitely going to hurt, you know, to spend a little bit more, but it's got to be done.
And one thing that you guys have to understand, like the people that are listening, the people – you know, because sometimes, like these guys are my brothers, man, the tournament directors. I'm going to start with saying that. And I was talking to somebody on the phone the other day, and you know how you got the Octomom? She had 8 kids and all this and that. You guys are all familiar with that.
Yep.
You have a better chance, all the men out there, you have a better chance of getting your woman, your wife, your girlfriend pregnant and having 8 children at one time than you do of having a Madden tournament director in this country. There's literally less than 15 of us, you know what I'm saying, the whole country. There are more sets of off couples in this country than there is tournament directors. So we're a very rare breed. We're a fraternity, and what Thurman says makes a lot of sense. We have to do a lot of different things that come on, and what happens is there's an expense to that, but we usually, you know, we haven't raised our prices in a long time, you know what I'm saying, things like that. So, you know, we're going to keep them the same and keep working with you guys, but you guys just have to understand and bear with us. And I know sometimes when we put things on the board, there's a lot of backlash and this and that, but the guys that are in the grind, there's a reason why there's 300 million people in this country and there's like 12 of us, maybe less, You know, it's a very, very, very hard thing to do. So, you know, you guys have been working with us, you know, for many years, and you know, just want to keep the support. But Thurman's talking some real talk there. With this change, you know, we're going to be dropping some significant funds to just to keep up and to give you guys what you want. So, I'm just here to say that. But think about the off-topic thing, because that's a fact. I looked it up.
Now, I was just about to say, I can see Rod on Wikipedia. How many sets of octuplets are out there?
There's like 14 sets of octuplets on the planet Earth right now. And there's like 12
see?
Of us. So you know what?
See?
There's more. You know, you got a better chance of having HKs than you do having a tournament director. That's
you
crazy.
You know what? I am mad at you because you know what? I love facts, and so you know anybody that researches facts and then presents facts, I gotta respect, man. I ain't mad at you. That's good stuff.
Another thing people gotta remember is sorry to cut you off, Commissioner Hughes.
No, go ahead.
How players and you know, you tournament directors want to spend more. Another thing is, I mean, the players, like, as long as there are two systems this year, you know, two tournaments going on with the same game, I mean, people are going to more than likely, you know, play and pay to be in both of them. So, I mean, it's still going to take a dent out of the players' pockets as well. And because basically what's going to happen now is, like, whoever is able to be in both tournaments has a better chance of gaining points or a prize or whatever the case may be. So it's going to be a weird transition, to say the least, because it's going to hurt a lot of people to, you know, make these payments. But at the end of the day, the hardcore gamer is still going to get it done. But, I mean, it's going to affect everyone, definitely.
We had a tournament. Go ahead. I got a chime on this. We had a tournament the first year of 360. We had a tournament called Mega Bowl. And the first year of 360, when it had hardly nothing on it, and the game was not really liked. EA had put it out there, and there was the first series. And everybody was on Xbox. If you remember, that Mega Bowl was covered by NFL Network. We had PS2 on one side, we had Xbox on the other side, we had 360 in the middle. We had a total of 7 guys in the 360 Mega Bowl tournament. We guaranteed over 16,000 that tournament. We had a total of 7 guys for 360. Within a year, when the E-Challenge jumped to 360, guess what we had the next major tournament we had? We had over 100 guys. So it went from 6 to 100. Because as soon as the challenge switched to the major money, all the major guys follow. So, like I said, when history repeats itself, majority of them follow because the prize money's out there. And the prize money's more than that. It's going to be more this year than it's ever been in the past years, besides that when it was 100. So, if you look at – actually, it's more if you total all the cities up. So the money's out there. The opportunity's out there.
And to piggyback on what Bobby just said, there's a transition phase. There's always a little transition phase. This year will be the transition phase, but next year, you know, you'll see most, if not all, the major tournaments on PS3, and then the hardcore players will adapt and they'll change to it. But there's always like a little phase, that little time. I remember when Reality won that 360 tournament and Red Rizzo, you know, and then next year, you know, it got into different people. But that's what happens when the transition comes. So, you know, we just want you guys to bear with us with this transition. Because it's gonna, it's gonna take a little bit of time for everybody to get up to speed, as far as players and tournament organizers, to get all our equipment and everything in store. There will be a couple places that have both that can entertain, you know, everybody. But there is a transition phase.
I'm sorry to you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I just want everybody to know out there that in the community, the travelers, the guys that have been to my events from out of state, we try to throw quality events down in Virginia. And I still want everybody to know we're only a year old. Actually, we don't hit our year until December. So we're in a building phase. And I'm not saying that we are never going to switch over to PS3, but we have to definitely work up to getting to PS3. And that's why I want everybody to know that all our major tournaments this year are definitely going to be on 360. But that's not saying that next year it won't be no PS3s in LAB tournaments. That's all I want to put that out there.
And one of the questions I was going to ask and ran out of time. Maybe Bobby knows this answer. If not, if not, I will shoot out an email myself and just try to find out. But do you know, Bobby? Is this? I got the impression that this was a multi-year arrangement with Sony. That this is not just
yes.
a one-year thing.
This is not a one-year thing.
Okay.
No. When I say Sony's on board, like Sundance says, Sony's on board, and I know that question came up on the board. Well, Microsoft will be in a room at some of the MLG events, and sooner or later you're going to see it's going to be a multi. No, this is not the case at all. Sony's on board. Sony's the official sponsor, and EA Sports and Sony are working hand in hand. So that's a done deal. That's definitely a done deal.
Hold up, I'll say this. I'll be honest with you guys. I didn't know that it was going to be on PlayStation 3 this year, the MLG, but through a conversation with someone, Sony's doing a $50 million campaign this year to push. From this lady's mouth that I heard, PlayStation is going to be the number one system again, and they're putting up $50 million push just to guarantee. That's why you see every commercial right now that comes out with EA or the majority of the games, it's always PlayStation 3. They're pushing. They're going to be pushing hard. They're going to be pushing with every game. So look for it to be the dominant system. And like Bobby said, they're not just here for fun. They want to be the number one system again, and they're willing to put up the big bucks to do it. And I don't think nobody else is in this economy right now.
But just like I told those guys, when 360 came out, and they said, well, Bobby, I don't like that game. The game is corny and this, that, and the other, and I don't have $400 just out. And I told my guys, at Game Time and Philly, when my league guys, you better off making the switch now and adjusting to the new game, adjusting to the new controller or what have you, getting used to it. Because the sooner you do that, the sooner you get adjusted to it. Because if you don't, you're going to be behind the eight ball and you're going to be behind. So them guys that's going to wait and everything, you can, you know, when you can do it for yourself, like Ron said on the board, personally, whatever your situation is, you do it when you can do it. But if you're sitting back saying and just being stubborn about it, say, well, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it, 6 months down the line when, you know, when the TV and the media and everything picks up, like the commercials and all the backing is there, you're going to be behind. You're going to be behind trying to get used to a new controller, a new system, and a new format, a new tournament. The tournament scene is going to be popping, and you're going to be behind. But only person's fault is going to be when you're on because you're stubborn. So you got to at least go with the flow and whatever you can do to make the switch. Now, again, whatever your situation is your situation. But if you're into Madden, like you say, like Hustleman said, if that's what you do, if you are a Madden baller and that's what you do, then it's not even a question. The money's there. So it's like a done deal.
And another thing that I want to point out to all the other people who are worried about that switch, I mean, there's not going to be another, like, 360 or PS3 new system until, from what I've been hearing, like, the year 2015.
Right.
The console war really, the first, like, quarter really has officially just passed. And, you know, now it looks as if Sony and PlayStation is going to take over the rest of the way. So if you're, you know, concerned outside of just Madden, I mean, please note that this is going to be going on for a long time. The war just pretty much began. And I think right now is the time to get on board the PlayStation. I mean, some big things are really going to happen there. And people really need to remember that it's going to be an investment, but it's going to be, you know, your system for years and years and years. And, you know, Blu-ray, it's like a computer. It's a really great system. And I'm
looking forward to Blu-ray with that. You're getting a Blu-ray with that. Wow.
Yeah, I'm really
Rod,
looking forward
did you,
to
oh, I'm
pushing sorry. Over.
Go
oh, we're good.
Rod, did you have something you wanted to add?
Oh, no. Everyone's saying pretty much the same thing. Like I personally love the Xbox, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like the PS3 for what it brings, but also I'm a Madden guy, you know what I'm saying? Remember, I run Halo and Gears of War, so I'll be surrounded by, 360s indefinitely. You know, that's just how it is. But I run the top level, you know, top level stuff, and wherever the top level is, I'm going to have it. And on Madden, it's going to be on the PS3. Simple as that. Like I said, I'm a history teacher, and everyone asks, "Yo, what do you think? What do you think is going to happen? What do you think is going to happen?" I always look at something. I look at how it happened before. Because all this stuff that we're talking about, you can take this conversation that we're having right now,
yep.
and drop it back to 2006 or whatever, or 2000. It's the same thing.
Same.
Everybody was worrying about, yo, what's going to happen when they change from PS2 to Xbox? Blah blah blah. That was big. And then the next thing, oh, man, they're going from the Xbox to the Xbox 360. Wow, what are we going to do? Bam, we survived that. Now it's history repeats itself. You know, Sony had its time in the limelight with advertising and different avenues. And a smart business person would, like EA that deals with all the companies. And don't be surprised, we may see Nintendo Wii on something 10, 15 years from now. Who knows? Because, you know... Things switch, power switches. You know, a few years ago, you know, you saw some PS3 commercials on television, and a couple years ago, that's all you saw, but then everything was Xbox. Now PS3 is coming back. I went to a Nike thing last week, and everything I did was on PS3. I was sort of surprised. Everything was on PS3. So there are other companies that Sony is dealing with other than just MLG. They're making a big push, you know, right now to get back some of that market share that they lost. So, you know, this is just how history is.
I'll tell you this. They deserved in the past to lose the market share because when the PS3 came out, frankly, there wasn't, you know, I mean, for me who runs a league, I mean, we had to deal with this on a league level of transitioning off of PS2 and dealing with, we never had Xbox, but to have multiple leagues and to decide what's going to be your featured league, Xbox or PS3. Well, you know, the tournament scene went 360, and then, frankly, the 360 had more games. You know, and so guys that wanted to buy the 360 had more options. The online Xbox Live at the time was better. Now PS3 has stepped up and improved theirs. So, you know what? Sony was late to the game, but now they've arrived, clearly. You know, they have arrived to the game and are certainly making a strong move to be a player. And certainly for the Federation, there's a lot of questions now because now, you know, we have the whole issue of ranking points and ranking the top ballers and all of that. And now we, you know, as a group have to go back to the drawing board and really sit down and figure out what this MLG decision and the PS3 system means to, you know, the tournament player of the year and the sanctioning and ranking and all of that good stuff. So, you know, I guess I only put that out there not to really to start the discussion here, but to just tell the community, stay tuned. You know, there will be some more on that upcoming.
Yeah, like down the line.
Yeah. Let me bring in a caller. Let's see. I think this guy's been waiting quite a while. 682 area code. If you're still there, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, man? Showdown.
Showdown. What's going on?
Hey,
what up?
How's it going? What's up, guys? Y'all doing all right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
That's good. Yeah, I was just calling in just to say congrats on the show. Good show turnout today. Everything's been going crazy. I think the anticipation for Madden 10 is getting to everybody because, you know, with all the news, it's coming so fast and we're just all waiting. So I just want to say things have been going crazy, but this year is going to be a phenomenal year for Madden.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Well, thanks for the support and the kind words, and I think you know, we're just sitting back wondering what's next because every time you feel like you get into you can get into cruise control, there's more new news. So it's definitely going to be an exciting year.
Showdown, are you from Texas?
Yeah, I'm from Texas.
All right, okay, because there's a big PS PlayStation flavor down there, correct?
Yeah, it's really, really PlayStation centric down here
yep.
in Texas.
Yeah.
Man. Yes, I don't know if it's a South thing or not, but
what's really crazy is like we had a conference call with Chris and we're talking about this and that, and he's telling me, he's like, Rod, like 360 is not big down here, man. He's like, that's no one wants to deal with that.
He's not
you know
lying.
What I'm saying? And yeah, so
you had the same people winning the 360 tournaments and the 360 finals and you know vice versa. So yeah, it's been real crazy. Yeah, it's not really 360 heavy down here. Not like it used to be, at least.
So I think like places like Texas, Florida, there's going to be a big, big PS3 movement in those areas.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree with that because, I mean, what are you – so in your area, you're going to be doing what, just both systems equally?
Yeah, we're going to do both. On the East Coast, it's more – on the East Coast, it seems to be, it's more 360 up here. So we're gonna do both. Chris is gonna do both down there also, but he's gonna lean more towards the PS3, and eventually we're all just gonna do PS3. Period. That's pretty much where it's gonna go. But right now we're in a transition phase, and there are a lot of guys that are still playing on the 360. So you know we're just gonna try to give everybody what they want. You know, some of us are fortunate enough to have some stuff where we can do a lot of different things, and we're just gonna take advantage of that.
Okay, cool. Okay, Commissioner T, I got a question for you. More like an opinion. What's your opinion, because I know you can't state any facts or, you know, make any preliminary or decisions on anything, and I wouldn't want you to, but what's your opinion about the whole, with the EAFL, with the 360 and being the majors and people's opinions of the PS3 being the majors?
Well, you know, and it was a very, very entertaining thread on the EAFL community forums located on the Madden Lab. Shout out to Gambino, our partner in Duke, for running a very, very strong site and being the hub of information on really everything that's been going on in the Madden community. So shout out to those guys. There was a really, really entertaining post about what does this mean for – it really boils down to sanctioning and what does it mean for sanctioning. And I just want to remind the community that, you know, sanctioning was started by Philly Ron as part of the Federation over a year ago. And it was Philly Ron's dream to bring the online community and the tournament community together. And he had a vision of taking well-run leagues with tournament-tested ballers and giving them some of the same ranking points that you get if you go to a live tournament. And that's what happened last year. Now, you know, some tweaks were done to make it even stronger for this year. Of course, now we got to go back and relook at that with the news of the PS3 system. But we were selected based on the quality of the league we run and based on the number of tournament ballers that we had in the 360 league, our major league. Ron joined the EAFL, played in our league for several seasons, saw firsthand how we did what we did, and said, you guys are kind of my flagship. We want you front and center. And we appreciated that, and it's been a great partnership. What this means moving forward, it's kind of early to tell because the first decision is going to be what does the Federation want to do with ranking points and with the PS3 now making a move to be front and center. What does that mean for our tournament player of the year and ranking points and tournaments? And, you know, Rod's going to do both systems. LAB's going to stick with 360. You know, so how does this all translate? So there's nothing I can say at this point until those decisions are made. And then, you know, we'll talk with Philly Ron and see once those decisions are made how it affects the ranking points. Then at that point in time, we will look at the AFL and decisions will be made on whether it stays the same, whether the sanctioned league becomes the PS3 league, whether we get to have two sanctioned leagues, or whether, you know, it's something completely different. It's just, it's really early to tell. But I got to tell everyone that while our PS3 league is very strong, you know, it would have to qualify as a sanctioned league. It doesn't get there by default because it has the name EAFL on it. You know, Ron or whoever would have to look at it and see, and say, okay, let's take a look at this league and see if it meets the requirements of sanctioning.
And I think that was a big issue that I think a lot of people, including myself, had questions on is what actually, what are the requirements for making the PS3 or whatever, any league, a requirement for it to be sponsored? I'm pretty sure 100% completion, of course, is obviously one.
Well, actually, it's not, and frankly, The only requirement previously was to have a certain number of tournament ballers in the league, and that is something that is in discussion, was already in discussion for this year prior to any of the MLG news being released, the EA Sports Challenge series being released, is beyond just having tournament ballers, what are the requirements to have a sanctioned league. My individual concern was that if I'm saying the EFL league is sanctioned, I want it to mean something. I don't want it to just mean I've got 8 or 10 or 12 tournament ballers. I want people to attach quality to the term sanctioning. And I think everyone on the Federation agreed with that, but we just, you know, there's been a lot of other issues we've had to deal with, so we haven't gotten there yet. But the group is working hard, and that is one of the things that will be talked about.
Okay. And I guess,
hey, it's kind of nice to get an EAFL question on my show for a change. I don't get many of those. That's all right, man.
And this is my last question, I guess. Because honestly, with the change and everything, this is going to affect. Well, it's going to affect you guys, the commissioners, of course, a lot. But it will definitely impact the players on a really, really heavy scale. And my question is what's your opinion? Like I said, I know you can't state anything as fact because everything's early and preliminary, but what is your opinion about the players that are well-known veterans in the 360 League? Will they be, I guess, what's your opinion on them moving into the PS3 majors already and having a mixture of who's already currently in the PS3 majors in the 360 majors, or just doing a whole new, I guess, separate league?
Well, I can tell you this, and I can't answer definitively anything yet,
yes.
But I can tell you it has never been our policy to remove someone who's been a loyal member of the EAFL. I stand by that, and I'll take that to, you know, to my Madden grave if I ever leave this fine game and this fine community. You know, we're not going to boot guys out of any league because of a console switch. The guys that are there are there, and they will not be removed. I don't care who is sitting in the wings waiting. That said, there will be consideration given to guys that have, you know, it's not too dissimilar to what we heard from MLG, where they are recognizing guys that did well last year. You know, he talked about an invite to the Dallas tournament for some of the top guys, and he even said, you know, there's some guys that may get their feelings hurt, and it's not their intention. But, you know, trying to reach out to a certain number of top guys from last year and inviting them to Dallas. Well, guess what? It would be the same thing in the EAFL. The top guys from the 360 League would certainly be on the short list to take over vacant spots in the PS3 Major League. Now, beyond that, it's too early to tell, but we would not remove anybody. I don't care what their record was. If they've been loyal to the EAFL, you're here. You know.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with you. I guess I didn't mean it that way as people getting dropped, but I guess the idea of creating a blended 360 majors or PS3 majors, I guess with the top ballers from the 360 mixed in with the top ballers from the PS3.
It'll happen through attrition, my guess will be, because there's always transition in any league. Whether it's a money league or not a money league, there's transition. And so as will happen, guys won't finish their games. Guys will, you know, school will be, you know, I have to go back to school or my family life. They'll drop out, and then we just blend in the people that are sitting on a waiting list. So, and as Rod said on the tournament side and Bobby said on the tournament side, we've been through this before on the league side. So at least we've been down this road before.
Okay. Yeah,
well, at least I can comment on the tournament side, because I've been through this before, and then my ears to the ground, especially with a lot of the tournament guys, the hardcore guys that travel from east to west and even down south. Because we know the history that down Texas has had with the Madden community. But I'm going to tell you fact. And for everybody listening on this phone, and I'm telling you again, I can tell you for a fact that there are many that have already purchased PS3s already the minute they found out the challenge was on the PS3. Because that, again, history repeats itself. That's how they do. And I'm talking about, you can go down a ranking list from last year, and I'm telling you, you can take a yellow highlight, and when you get through that whole list, I guarantee majority of that list or at least half that list is either trying to get a PS3 or has already purchased one or is in the works of getting one. So you figure out which way you want to go or what's best for you, but as far as the tournament community, eventually they're going to go one direction. It all depends on when you're ready, not you per se. I'm sure that I'm saying, as far as anybody that's going to tournaments, want to compete, even with Players Bowl. You know, even with Players Bowl, every year when the console switch and we switch with the challenge, the numbers stayed the same every year. We had an Xbox tournament on Players Bowl. Nobody in the country was so-called playing regular Xbox. But when you walked into Players Bowl, you could not tell. But you know what's so amazing, the commish, and I have to bring this point, every major tournament we have every year, do you notice it's the same guys, no matter what system?
Yeah.
It's the same guys that's in the top 50, 60. And I mean, you got your new guys. You got your dynasties and you know, your little mans and new guys coming up. Like, you know, well, Evil Ken's been around for a while. You know, he's up and coming. You know, but he's been winning tournaments for years. But you got your new faces. But it's the same guys on the systems as they change. Because these guys are breaking the game down beyond than your average player. So when this new system is announced, it's a race. It's a race. It's all depending on where you want to be in the race. So the choice is yours, guys. It really is. It really is.
You know, and also to just kind of to wrap up the EAFL discussion at least, you know, we do have two very well-run, very well-managed, very competitive PS3 leagues. that have been in existence for, you know, over a year. When we started them back in the 07 season, struggled in the 07 game, but I'm sorry, the 08 game, struggled in the 08 game, but really flourished in the
08.
Well, it did, and thus our league, thus the PS3 league struggled in 08. But the 09 game was much better, and, you know, we got in a couple of really good shout-out to Proto and Fish, really top-notch commissioners. And, you know, you guys that are out there rolling into the PS3 game and saying, hey, you know, I need to get into some active competitive gaming. I mean, you know, I can see our PS3 league expanding. I mean, we have 5 360 leagues now, and two, you know, and I can see it kind of, you know, the 360 leagues kind of dropping down a couple sizes, and the PS3 definitely, you know, going to 4 or 5 leagues. I can see that happening.
Okay, yeah, that's some good foresight there.
All right, hey, Showdown, we appreciate the calls and the information and the question, and it's always bigger down in Texas, right?
Oh, yeah, you already know, man. All right, man.
All right, appreciate
it. Thank you guys for having me on, and good luck with the Federation, and Madden 10 is going to be a great year. Can't wait to see everybody.
All right, well, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right, y'all be easy.
All right, take care. That was a good call. All right, let's grab this one. 419 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice. 419. Last opportunity. Okay.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, are you there? 419?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm here.
Okay. All right. You have a question? Welcome to the show.
I'm just listening. I just want to say great show. It's Ro, man.
Oh, who is this again?
Ro.
Oh, okay. Ro. All right. Okay. Now you... Well, we appreciate you listening in. You pressed 1, so I thought you had a question for us. But we appreciate you listening in.
All right.
Yep. All right. 925 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Nick and Jay.
Hey, what's going on?
I was in the PS3 Australia League last season of it, last one.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering, though, about the guy that just came on, the MLG guy. Did he release, like, any, like future tournaments? Did he say he had a schedule planned out? Or?
Nope.
He didn't say that?
No. Bobby, all we got for dates is Dallas 29th,
now,
right?
Dallas is the only date confirmed right now, and he said Anaheim, but he did not give a date.
Oh. All right, and just another thing, though, too, about the whole switching from PS3 to Xbox, you know, Xbox to PS3, I really don't think there's much of a difference from, you know, like, the controllers. I mean, everything is really the same. I mean, I could play PS3 for, like, a couple hours and move to an Xbox, and, you know, I just got to figure out, you know, the buttons and stuff like that just a little bit. But, I mean, it's not really that big of a difference. In my opinion, when people, you know, bring up, you know, I got to learn this whole new system and I got to learn these whole new things about the game, I mean, I don't really see there's much of a difference. It's just a game on a different system. That's all it is. Same game, just different system. I really think it's
the
same thing.
On the PS3 and Xbox are almost identical in how they play on Madden, so it shouldn't be that big of an adjustment. But some people are kind of funny with how a controller feels in their hands, and we've actually seen people like Hypnotic, even. I'm going to use him as an example. Who, when it went to Xbox, he said that he kind of lost a little bit of his stick work because he was more used to PS2 controllers. So there might be a little bit of a difference in that, but the
I can see, you know, PS2. I mean, now the controllers are sort of the same, but I mean, PS2, just the back of the controller is just a little different. But and another question I had was for all you guys is like major tournaments that some people have, do you guys think they're all going to be Xbox 360 still, or do you think some of them might have a PS3 involved into it?
Well, it's kind of been, I don't know if you've been listening in, but it's kind of been the subject of the last 45 minutes or so, and I think, you know, Rod was pretty clear to say that he's going to run both systems for now, and LAB is going to be on 360. So I think it's going to be a tournament director by tournament director decision on, you know, because there's a cost involved. These guys got to go out and get 25, 30 new systems, 25, 30, you know, Madden games, and, you know, there's a cost involved. So I really think it's going to be a tournament director by tournament director decision.
All right, well, that's all I got for now. Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Yeah, all right, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. 715, 715 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Am I speaking with Rod?
Well, he's on the line.
All right. Yeah, I am calling to talk about the 7-9 event.
Oh, okay. Rod, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, this must be one of your partners from the event.
Yeah, who's this? Jim.
Jim, what's your last name, Jim?
Duville.
Yeah, Jim Duville. All right, cool. Yeah, I got you.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, Coach K, is Coach K on the line? Does he want to say anything about that? Or?
I do not have Coach K on the line, but if you can fill everybody in on, well, you know, why don't we, let's transition and maybe just talk a little bit, maybe, Rod, you can, a little background on the event that you went through with Nike and East Bay and all the partners, and you know, give a little background on how you got involved and what the event was all about.
Okay, real quick, we have on the phone one of the guys that was up there at the event, so he can tell about his experience. So basically, Nike headquarters is located in Portland, Oregon. That's the main world headquarters of Nike, the sneaker maker, apparel, and all that kind of stuff. They have what's called a seven on seven Nike challenge with eight of the best high school teams in the nation. I'm talking about like these dudes. What 7-on-7 is basically touch football with quarterbacks, running backs, receivers. It's like the skilled positions. There's no linemen involved. And basically, you just go out and play a game of touch football, dropping back. You have 4 seconds to throw the ball. Blah blah blah. Out there for this event, there were literally five high school All-Americans. And I'm talking about like amazing type stuff, like Terrell Owens type stuff. Like these guys are like freaks. You got guys running 4.2 40s. It was just amazing. And what Nike did, they went around the country and got the top teams. There were two teams from Florida, two teams from Texas, two teams from South Carolina. I can't remember where the other guys were from.
California.
And I'm talking about
Georgia, I believe.
Georgia. There was like one team from Georgia, and I'm talking about guys that could throw the ball 80. Like the quarterbacks, incredible. Running backs, amazing. Receivers, awesome. Like the top one, a couple of top receivers of the nations that were definitely. They'll be seniors this year. They were high school seniors. These guys are all Americans. Like I said, Division I prospects. So anyway, 7-on-7. Each of them were like coached by were assisted coaches by an NFL player. So we had guys like, let me think of who we had on there. You remember some of the players out there? We had Cromartie was out there.
Yeah, Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell was coaching, was helping one of the teams. Andre Johnson.
Dennis Dixon
was out there. There were so many different guys. That's why I don't have my notes. Cromartie. What's the other corner from the San Diego?
Quentin Jammer.
Quentin Jammer was out there. It was just Keyshawn Johnson showed up, and then Willie Parker walked up in there. It was just like, dude, it was an amazing experience. If any of you guys like Nike, I've been to different headquarters. I've been to GameStop, EA, this and that. Nike headquarters is like a museum of professional athletes. When you walk in there, they have all types of different things, statues and helmets and relics from different things. There's Randall Cunningham from Philadelphia. They got the Randall Cunningham jersey and Randall Cunningham sneakers that he wore in one of the playoff games, I think in a fog or something. They're playing the Bears one year or something like that. Steve Young stuff, you name it, it's out there. They had the way the players interacted. Like I had the treat. EA Sports gave me a call a couple weeks ago and said that, you know, they're doing something out there. They needed someone to go out there, blah blah blah, to help them run some video game events and do some extra correspondence. So you know, I gladly accepted. And it was on PS3. All the systems were PS3. They ran NCAA football and they ran Madden. And it was just amazing. Like every Nike sneaker ever made was out there. Gloves, athletic equipment. They do things top notch. During the actual games, I know some of you guys have seen some of the YouTube things that were out there. They had I was like a sideline type reporter, so I got to go around and talk to some of the guys. And just on the record, Jamarcus Russell is one of the biggest like human beings I've ever seen. Like I'm telling you guys, like. But like, the dude's like 6'6", you know, and I don't care what they say, he weighs, he's over 300 as far as what I saw. The dude is just a monster, and I could not, like, I can't imagine, like, a safety blitz or something, like, someone trying to tackle that man. Like, the dude was freakish, and I do a video with him, and I'm 6'3", 245, 250-ish, so, like, I'm not a small guy, but this guy looks like a giant compared to me, and I was an offensive lineman in college, and, you know, so it just shows, you know, the size of some of these guys. So it was a great experience, man. You know, if you want to add anything, you can go ahead.
Oh, definitely. Like you said, I was out at the event, and that's where we got to correspond with each other. And I'm from Wisconsin. I'm also a high school coach, not for one of the caliber teams that was invited to this event, but I do have a little coaching at the college level under my belt, too, and thoroughly impressed with the first-class treatment that they give to the athletes. And, you know, if I was a high school kid, and I know the guys that I coach, if they were privy to coming out to this type of event, it is top-notch. It's a jaw-dropper, a shocker. Now, some of these kids have toured, you know, your big-time D1 campuses. I know I spoke with a number of kids there that had full rides going to, you know, Texas, Florida State, you know, the big dogs of college football, and maybe not necessarily their jaws hit the ground, but coming to a facility like Nike World Headquarters in Beaverton definitely is an experience that, and with speaking with the kids, is an experience that they'll never forget. I know that Nike did a first-class job in catering to them and their likes, by having, you know, the Madden out there for these guys to play and the NCAA football, which was awesome to get to see how these kids pick the teams and what teams they like to use. And I don't know a football player out there that, including myself, that doesn't like to sit around with their buddies and see who's the top dog at Madden. That's for sure. So, being able to experience the players' lounge, what Nike set aside for them, which is basically an area for these guys to hang out and chill in between games, get something to drink. They had a smoothie bar there, so unlimited smoothies. The barber shop for these guys to get their hair done. They also had, you know, a numerous PS3 stations around the entire bar or the players' lounge for them to just hang out with their guys, have a little downtime in between games, and have a good time. And I think the bottom line of the event is, you know, to crown a champion, but they also wanted to allow these kids to take an experience away that they'll never forget. And I definitely think that that's the case.
Sounds good. Sounds like it was an awesome event. And Rod, I mean, wow, kudos to you for getting asked by EA to go out there and coordinate the tournament and that level of involvement. I mean, sounds really exciting. I'm looking at the webpage, you know, kind of now as we speak, and looks like it was something. And anyone in the chat room, Coach K was kind enough to post some YouTube videos of some of the stuff that went on, so make sure you check out those videos.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh, I was just going to say, if you do happen to catch the YouTube videos, I'm not able to see them currently, but definitely you're looking at talent on those fields that is going to be at a D1 college and possibly beyond in years to come. I mean, there is some athletes out there that you do not see on your typical high school football field. And, you know, I had the privilege of speaking with numerous kids from these teams and kind of interviewed them a little bit, and
and they're all about football. You know, when you have this athletic ability that they have been blessed with, they eat, sleep, and drink football. You know, and I know it's cliche, but definitely these kids are the real deal. They know it, and they pretty much do everything they can to improve their skills on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah. One of the good things about this, EA Sports, Nike, this is one of the first times they've partnered up on something. So this is something that's going to be down the road. It's going to be, we can look for some good things between EA Sports and Nike. This is like the first joint venture that they did. I know on a certain level, and I'm very proud to be a part of that and help bridge that gap and everything. But we can look for a lot of different things as far as Nike involved with EA Sports. And also, there might be some Nike stuff coming up, some local tournaments, maybe Texas, New Jersey, for instance, or something. You know, you never know what's going to happen, but there's a lot of good things coming on the road. One of the videos specifically, we had Kurt Herbstreit. He's like the voice on the NCAA, one of the announcers. There is one of the YouTube videos with him on there. Check that out. When you hear his voice, it's crazy because, we all play college football, and, we hear him. So it was an overall great experience, man. I was just proud to be out there.
Sounds great. Sounds like it was a great event. Wonderful. All right.
All right.
Any other thoughts or anything else, Jim, on that?
Thank you for allowing me to come on and share my experience. Like I said, as far as I believe, this was only the second annual event that Nike has been putting on, and I think along with that, having a new event, there's been some growing that has gone from year one to year two, and I was actually privileged enough to be there at year one, and you could see some giant steps being made in just the wow factor of the event from year one to year two, so. Like I said, I keep an eye on Nike and what they have going on with tournaments and things of this nature in years to come, because I truly believe, I think their mission is to make this event, the 7-on-passing tournament, the premier event in high school football. I've had privilege to hear a couple people talking, and I know in gaming too, that the high school athlete and the high schooler in general is definitely the target market. So keep your eye on the Nike 7-on event. You have stars of the future that are going to be at this tournament. And it's just, like Rod had said, privileged to be able to hopefully catch a glimpse of what we're going to see in the future, possibly even on the Madden video game. So you'll look back, 5-10 years from now, and you'll see a kid that you saw at the tournament, and you'll be using him in the game. So it was a very fun experience. I'm glad to be there. Hopefully I'll be able to go back.
Sounds great. Sounds like it was a great experience. Hey, Jim, we appreciate you coming on and joining the Madden Voice and sharing your experiences on what seems like a very memorable event. And you said you're a coach yourself, right?
Yeah. Currently I coach high school football, so your grades 9 through 12, but I also have coached Division III college in Wisconsin at UW-Stevens Point. So
gotcha.
I had a couple All-Americans that I've coached when I was there, which is excellent for me, to see these young guys succeeding in a game that, and especially at the D3 level where you don't get college scholarships, when you coach a guy that makes All-American level and now playing, pro ball in Germany or even in the NFL, that you maybe had something to do with, helping that young guy along to achieve his goals and meet his dreams and just live the dream of playing professional sports.
Wow, that's great. All right. Well, Jim, appreciate you coming on the show, and I wish your team good luck in the upcoming football season.
Greatly appreciate it. We'll be listening. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right,
yeah,
sounds like that was a good event there, Rod.
Yeah, as far as that also goes, Dennis Dixon, who's the backup quarterback for the Steelers,
mm-hmm.
We may get him on the show very soon. Like, he was very interested. Him and Coach K talked it up on the phone during the event, and, he's looking forward to it. Also, Babineau, who plays for the Seahawks.
Okay, good.
Another, he's another guy that's looking to chime in very soon. So, you know, and depending on what happens with Big Ben in this little situation, hey, Dennis Dixon may be the man this year, so who knows, you know.
Hey, good, get him on. I can put it out there now because it ain't going to happen, but I actually had a commitment from Dwight Freeney to join the show several weeks ago. I actually know his father personally. And the business manager got in between of the father and Dwight, and it was going well for a while, and then all of a sudden it just fell through. So, you know, who knows? Maybe down the road a bit, but it was close. You know, we were a few days away from the actual show having him on, but you know, it fell through. So, but anyway, but that's great. Yeah, anybody that you can, you know, anybody at that level that you want to have come on, just let me know and we'll bring them on, and that'd be wonderful.
Dennis Dixon would be cool. He's definitely he's a badass college player, and one of my favorite team, the Steelers. Although hope to God that Ben doesn't get in any kind of trouble, but
we'll see what happens. As long as he stays off motorcycles, he'll be all right.
He's been charged with sexual assault.
Oh, he has?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even hear that. See, I've been. I'm part of this group called the Madden Federation, and when you're a part of that, you don't really have a life. Exactly right, Bobby. You feel me? So I'm totally out of the loop, man. So
man,
I didn't even hear that.
When did that hit the airwaves?
Well, today it broke. It was out yesterday, but it broke today. But the thing is, it's a civil suit. It's not a criminal suit. So he can't go to jail. He can't go to jail, but he can lose a lot of money. It's a civil suit.
And Goodell can definitely suspend
yes,
him.
Exactly.
The
Dennis
was,
Dixon,
absolutely.
By the way, Dennis Dixon is one of the down most coolest dudes there is. And I just told him how he gets a lot of Madden love. This guy was crazy cool. That video will be out tomorrow. Also, we talked to Willie Parker, who's a big Madden guy. Out of all the guys I talked to, out of all the 15 NFL guys, only one guy said he didn't play Madden, and that was Keyshawn Johnson. He was the only guy that didn't play. So, you know, that just tells you.
Why am
all
I not surprised?
He said he don't play Madden. That's what he said. That's all, you know.
Yeah,
but everybody else, Willie Parker and them guys, like everybody. Cromartie is all over that. Jammer, like those videos will come out. They all play Madden. Babineau was actually told me to tell EA Sports that they didn't put his college in there. He plays for the Seahawks. He says his college rule says NA, not applicable. He's like, what can you do? I need that name. He was very intense about that. He played for a Division II school, and apparently EA did not put him, put his college on the game. So if you guys look at Babineau for the Seahawks, that video will be out, and you know, we'll talk about that. Hopefully EA can get his college in there with the roster update.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll send a message to Phil Frazier over there and say, hey man, you pissing some NFL players off, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, on a question to NFL players, this wasn't really going to be a topic, but with all these great football minds we have on this call, what do you guys think? You know, the big NFL news this week, at least for me, I didn't hear about Ben, was Michael Vick, and his sentence is now over. He's a free man, and now. Now all the conversation, I mean, you know, arguably, and this has certainly been hotly debated, when used properly, one of the greatest Madden weapons ever in the game of Madden, or one of the greatest weapons ever in the game of Madden. But that said, what do you guys think of the chances that we'll see Michael Vick in the Madden 2010 video game this year? Thus meaning he'd have to be on an NFL roster.
You will be there. You have to be. I know some team is going to have to pick him up. Maybe just for the purposes of a Wildcat offense, or I've been hearing there's rumors with New England and a few other teams that apparently are pretty interested.
Can you imagine him on New England?
That'd be bad. But I guess that, you know, he's suspended indefinitely right now, so it's up to, I guess, Goodell supposed to meet with him in a couple of weeks and figure out what's going on. But
he was already suspended indefinitely, so that's old.
Yeah,
news.
No, I know that. I'm saying that in a couple of weeks they're going to talk it out. I'm hoping that he gets to play this year because I know some teams are interested in him. You know, he did his time, and I'm pretty sure he'll come back this year. And they do, you know, obviously he'll be in the roster update, and who knows what his ratings will look like. But I just hope he gets some PT this year and plays a little bit.
Anybody else? All you tournament
minute,
directors, no opinion?
The minute Michael Vick and Hustle said this the other day, all the time and all the backlash and whatever it may be, but the minute he scores a touchdown for whatever team he plays for, a lot of stuff goes back burner. And it's not, it was right or wrong. It's just, that's how this, I mean, that's how, I guess, how this nation is with a lot of stuff. You know, if you put your time in, you do your time, a lot of stuff gets pushed back to the back burner, and it all comes down to the field again. So hopefully that's what it comes down to, and we can move on to the other stuff. So I guess we'll see. We'll see how
sounds
everything
good.
Comes out.
Sounds good. All right.
Me personally, I think he's going to serve some type of suspension from Goodell. Goodell, I mean, even though he already did his time in jail, Goodell, like, man, example out of people. So,
he's got a bad connection.
We're losing you, Biz.
Can you hear me?
Did we lose? Yeah, try again.
Yeah, we're losing you.
Well, yeah, this is Rod. I predict that he will be back. From a Madden perspective, I hope he's on a real poor team. Like who's the worst team out here? Like what's the worst team on the game? Detroit Lions. Oh no, I'm not even them because Madden wants anybody. What's the worst team out here besides Detroit?
49ers.
Yeah. Let him go to the, like, at least from Madden perspective. I hope he goes to somebody like the 49ers or something, so he wouldn't be overly utilized or whatever. You know, that's what I'm hoping. Or if that doesn't work out, I could see him on Pros versus Joes, maybe do a little work on there, like Pac-Man Jones was on there. So you know, you never know. But yeah, I look to see him back this year. Hopefully, with a losing game, with a losing team, from a Madden perspective, because I don't want to see everybody just, you know, take him in, like, New England or something. It'd be sick, you know. So.
Yeah, big shout out to Mo Wash for guys in the community that remember Mo Wash. You know, going to a lot of tournaments over the years. He did pretty good at the fourth and long, the series on the Spike TV.
Mike Irvin.
Yeah, the Michael Irvin series.
Yeah, they did pretty good. And actually, they came up the number one guy that's going to the Cowboys yesterday. But Mo Wash is a long person. He's been in the community for a while, and he's one of the top guys, in the nation. And, you know, big shout out to him. He was at Players Bowl, not this year, but actually, last year we were down at Convention Center. So, big shout out to him. He did pretty good. You know, it's good seeing him out there.
Yeah, it's funny because that show, I think it's interesting that I think the Michael Irvin show was much better than I thought. As a diehard Cowboy fan, I happen to have met Michael Irvin when he worked for ESPN, which is right here in my town of Bristol. I actually met him and got to know him a little bit, but that said, I wasn't optimistic that this show was going to be any good. I just thought it was going
to
be a mockery. But it turned out to be
a good show.
It was a very good show. I thought they really treated it right, and it was serious. And I thought it was a good show, and they did a good job. And even T.O.'s show on VH1 was better than I thought. Again, another show that I thought, you know, and I'm a big T.O. fan. But I thought, okay, yeah, this is going to be just a big joke. But you know, it wasn't that bad. I thought it was, you know,
mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty good. Hey, message to the community. I just hit up Dynasty on Instant Messenger, and he has confirmed that he will be switching to PS3. As we have all of this talk tonight on who will, you know, who's going
to
go where and what's going
to
happen.
I'm trying to give you guys an inside track. I've talked to a lot of the hardcore guys that you see at Players Bowl, and if they haven't purchased a PS3 already, they're not in Best Buy line right now purchasing one or hawking it. I got one text from a guy down in down in Texas that had PS3s for sale and told me to get it out there. He was selling PS3s for $300 or something. I don't know how true that was, but I'm telling you, these guys are finding a way to get them. That's how they did it with Xbox, and they did it with 360, and now with the PS3. I mean, I got guys calling me like, well, okay, how can I can get $80 at GameStop for it, but I heard this store is going to give me this for it. Or you can go on eBay and get a refurbished one, or they're working it. I'm telling you. Get on the ball, because you're going to get behind the eight ball with this.
Yeah,
guys,
Bobby,
me,
Yeah, Bobby makes a real crazy point. That's a good point. I put out there on the post, you know, I was just posting after the news came out that I had some PS3s in the closet, but that meant I had them for, like, my events. That's what it meant when I said I had them in the closet. I got 15 PMs and 7 phone calls asking, am I selling PS3s? So
wow.
It's crazy. Everybody is out there to get them. And what's happening is this is a new generation of guys that didn't see the last console change. But the same thing happened when it was PS2 to Xbox. Same thing
Xbox.
Happened. So this is it's just that these guys haven't seen it yet. So they're like, well, they think this is new. But the same thing happened. So it's just history repeating itself. And like this year will be a transition year. And next year it will be solid PS3.
They're just trying to find a way to get one. I mean, if you think about it, if you're only going to be using it to play tournaments, like I said, I know that some GameStops and some Game Crazies or wherever you may be getting them are selling refurbished ones. So if the refurbished ones work enough for you to get your game on whatever, that price is not $400. You know, it's more like $300 or actually under $300 I heard in some places. I know guys sell them on eBay, and they're not $400. So, but I've seen you guys across the country spend money on way other things. So,
You know what? And I agree with you, Bobby. I agree with you. I cannot tell you, you know, all the stuff that I hear these guys spending money on, and these guys will go to the gaming sites and gamble this amount and that amount. So they're really, for most of the people out there that want to do this, they're, you know, if you rethink your budget and your lifestyle and tighten up in other areas for a couple of months, the money will be there. You know, I just went, I heard Dell had it for $340, and I just went to Dell to see, and it's actually $374 on sale right now at Dell.com, brand new system. So, you know, $374. So yeah, I agree with you, man. He's, you know, if you really want the system, you'll find a way. You found a way to get the 360. You found a way to get that.
Exactly.
So,
it doesn't mean it has to cost $600. There are easier ways. Trust me, I got guys in GTP calling me, and trust me, you'd be surprised how they figured out how to purchase PS3s right now. I mean, these guys are selling everything. They're selling games they don't even want. They're going to get their little sister's games from downstairs. Hey, I can turn this in when she's asleep.
GameStop is doing a deal right now. If you trade in 6 games, you get 40% more trading credit. Plus, if you have that little, they have their little card where you get the game for magazine, so you get an extra, you get 50%. So if your games are worth $60, you'll get $90. So there's a lot of stuff going on. GameStop is running some crazy stuff with their trade-ins. I think that ends Saturday. They're giving 40%. Plus, if you have the discount card, it's 50%. So that's, you know, it's hard to beat that, you know, 50%, you know, on trade-in. So that's a good thing. Like Bobby said, people just, if you got PS2, get whatever, man, you know, just you know, get out there and get it.
They got games sitting around, just trade them in. And I got guys trading in games that ain't even theirs. That's not even theirs. That's how bad they look. You're not using it. He's arguing with his little brother. He's like, you don't even play it no more. I'm like, how you going to take your little brother's game and just trade it? He said, Bob, he's not using it. I got to get this PS3, dude. Game tournament, game drop in a couple of weeks.
I hear that.
It's that serious. It really is.
Oh, I got to do all that crazy stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, and I just, like I said, I'm happy for my league who already has a PS3 presence that for us, we've already, you know, the foundation is set, and as the PS3 interest grows, we're ready to grow with it. And, you know, as ultimately the issue of sanctioning a PS3 will be on the table, you know, we have an existing league in place, and, you know, so we're prepared. You know, we didn't know this was coming, but that said, we are certainly in better shape to handle this switch than we were with the PS2 switch. Which would really, quite frankly, was very difficult because you had the Sony faithful that stuck with PS3, and then you had the tournament guys and the hardcore guys that say, well, you know what, all the tournaments are going to be 360, so we're going 360 no matter what. And it caused a lot of stress on our league, but this one here should be a lot easier because guys that want to stay 360 will have the 360 leagues and they can enjoy themselves and do whatever, and guys that want to follow, you know, the MLG system and what some of the major tournaments are going to do, hey, we'll have our PS3 league as well, and I think we're in a good spot.
I think Rob made a good point earlier, though, about the PS2 market. That's when the tournaments were at their height of their peak. Like A1 said, he can get 150, 200 guys around the corner at ease. When we switched, when that challenge switched over, a lot of PS2 guys stayed at PS2. They refused to switch to Xbox, whether it was 360 or regular Xbox. They refused, so they stayed there. So a lot of them guys, when that PS3 came up, they went to PS3. I mean, down at Ballbusters, we get calls all the time. How come you guys only have tournaments on PS3? Because the main tournament circuit is on 360. So now I got a whole long email list of guys I saw already on PS3. So now you got your hardcore guys is busting their butt to go get a PS3. He's going to jump right into that market and ruffle it up again and take it over like they always do.
Yeah, I think the other thing that – no, go ahead, Ron.
And I think it's going to be a real good year, man. I think the numbers are going to be outstanding. The thing that I think that you're not going to see that you did on the last console split where it was just like a big difference like between like – you're going to see a balance here. You're going to see like I'm thinking, you know, this isn't unrealistic. I'm thinking 75, 80, 100 guys on both systems because it's going to be that – it's going to be that popping. Like the hardcore guys are going to go PS3, and there's a lot of just regular local guys that are going to stay on that 360. I think it's going to be – it's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to it. I've been waiting for this. I've had these PS3s sitting around trying to make an excuse to use them, but I couldn't find a tournament game to use these. And I'm one of those guys, I got them at launch and this and that, you know, waiting, and finally this opportunity's come about. So I think it's going to be a real strong year. And like Bobby said, a lot of those barbershop guys and this and that are coming back for that PS3.
And a lot of guys are playing both, Commish. A lot of guys are playing both.
Yes, yes.
I can't tell you
and
when
I know.
When I worked the EA Challenge last year and I was working with EA going to the different cities, I can't tell you how many of your hardcore guys, again, that go to all the tournaments, play in both challenges. And I had guys that came to me and said, Bobby, I don't even know what I'm doing. And guess what? They were getting to the final eight, final four, because they were beating the regular dude that, even though PS3s, these guys were over there, you know, playing in tournaments, those core guys that want to listen to this show, that are going to the tournaments across the country, that go to these challenges, when they get into a game, they just take it to another level. You know, they think outside of the box. So you guys like Boy Blue and you guys like Dynasty and you guys like, you know, the different ballers out there, you guys like Problem, they think outside the box. And them guys would just hop on the PS3 and the challenge and just roll right through it. I seen RG just roll right through it, you know? And then these guys don't even play the game because they had the knowledge of the actual Madden game itself. So we're able to take it from 360 and take it right over to Sony and go right through a seat of 300 ballers and win the tournament. So now the challenge is strictly PS3. Watch out.
And one more quick thing about the PS3. Somebody mentioned the online thing, you know, with the name change. I think Boy Blue put it on the post. That's another thing, and this is something, you know, a little bit out the box, but I'm going to say it. Live tournament competition on the PS3 is going to be more important than ever, because one of the things that the PS3 does not have as good as the Xbox, and I'll be honest, is the online experience.
Yeah.
You know, you have to pay $50 a year for that Xbox, but there's an old adage, you get what you pay for. With something like I was messing with my PS3s right here, I got 7 screen names on here, just different things that I've made. You can met, and as long as you got an email address, you can make another screen name like that. There's no accountability. So what's going to happen is the level of online play is going to be a lot of foolishness, a lot of tomfoolery. You're going to have to get out and get out of your house and go to these live events to get some real PS3 action, because there's going to be a lot of tomfoolery in there with just playing that with the regular average guy, a lot more than it is on the Xbox, because you have accountability of having an Xbox Live gamer tag. So that's the only downfall.
And I'll tell you, that brings us, and that, I'll tell you, Rod, you hit a really, really great point, because that is what brings us back to the top online leagues. Because
exactly.
One of the things that's, you know, one of the reasons the EAFL is even in existence is because of that very issue of getting on the PS2 system, going out and trying to get good, solid games, and you couldn't do it.
You'll
and
never
at least
get.
With it was horrible. And at least with Xbox, you had to pay, so at least there was some screening involved because you had to pay. But with PS3, you're absolutely right. And I guess for me, again, it's just full circle to say, you know, you guys, you want to get your game up, you want to get your weight up, as the expression goes, you know, now it's a better time than ever to join a top league and to find a top 360 league that's been around for a while that you can join. You know you're going to get good quality games, and get yourself ready to go out there and face these killers, as you heard Bobby talking about, these guys that no matter what system they play, these guys are gonna bring it. I mean, like I said, I've got Dynasty on Instant Messenger right now, and we're doing a little chit chatting on some things that he's gonna be doing, and he's excited, you know. And that's, you know, universally the number one player in the world for 09, and he's saying, hey, I'm going PS3. That's it. So you know the trend is there. But I do also want to say, in all fairness, to the guys that are not, there is a segment out there that are casual gamers that aren't going to go and switch systems, that just want to play a little Madden, and they want to compete, but they may not go to the tournaments, and there is that segment out there, and I want to say that at least the EAFL, we're not going to forget you. We're not shutting down our 360 leagues by any stretch of the imagination. We will still, those leagues will still be in existence. They will still be as competitive as ever, and you are more than welcome to join those leagues and compete. And you've also heard, for the hardcore 360 guys, LAB and some other people are going to still do tournaments for you. So, you know, you're not going to be forgotten. At least this year, you're definitely not going to be forgotten. There is a place for everybody on Next Gen.
It's going to be a little weird, though, I think. Like, for instance, that Rod's tournament and other ones where there's like a 360 winner and there's a PS3 winner. It's not like you get to have your own spotlight. You kind of have to share it with the other winner as well. I mean, I'm just kind of curious as to how, I guess, the whole year is going to play out.
I know we did that a couple of years back. We had to have, like when Ray and Rod split it up, we had to have an Xbox winner, 360 winner. I mean, Xbox winner and PS2 winner.
Yeah, Cornstar, what you're talking about, to be honest, man, this is not new. We've done this. Bobby has had Players Bowl with it. He's had various winners. KOTC's been doing it for years. You know, but now we have the point system, and we're definitely going to investigate that on our next conference call. I think it's tomorrow night with the with Federation. We're definitely going to go over how we need to address those issues. But like I said, this is going to be a strong year, and there's going to be tournaments where they're going to be 64 deep on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Deep, and we can't, and it would be unfair to say, well, this is worth more than that or whatever, because they're going to come deep. LAB's going to have, he's going to have tournaments with, you know, 64 guys out there playing 360, and then at the same time, you know, I may have 100 guys playing PS3, 64, so we have to work with that, you know, in this transition phase. But as far as what you're saying, it's been done before. Like, you can talk to Bobby, PM him, call him. We've done this many times. It's just that, like, some of the newer guys haven't been around for the transitions. But we've done it before, where guys used to bring, Bob, you remember the converters? They would bring the converters in.
Yeah, they used to bring the converters. They would play on PS2 controllers and play on Xbox or vice versa. It was crazy.
I remember that. I ain't been around all that long, but I remember that, the little plug-in converters.
They refused to switch, but they like, Bob, I can just play it. But the problem is when you plug the converters in, it made everything reverse.
The buttons were reversed.
And some of the buttons wouldn't work either. I remember that. Hey, Bobby, GTP, Bad News just sent me an instant message, and he's begging me to ask you this question, so I'm going to ask you. You don't have to answer it. But I'm going to ask you the question because he's one of your people, so I got to take care of him. And he's very loyal to the Madden Boys. He says, and I quote, "I just want to know if every tournament going to be PS3. I'm about to go get one after work."
He's
and
serious.
This is directed at you.
He's
dead serious.
I've been talking to him all day. He's serious.
He just sent this at 9:33 on Instant Messenger. So
he already know my answer. He already know my answer. You know, we're not going to have eight, nine, 10 guys in the crew and one guy with a 360, everybody else with PS3. We're going to go live and tell him, well, you got to use a different controller. That's not how it's going to get down like that. I mean, look, we're going to do what we got to do. And like I said, I talked to all the big crews and everything, and majority of them are like, look, they're going to follow the money. I mean, do I have to repeat this? $50,000 to first place, $25K second place, third place is $15K, fourth place is $10,000. This is a chip. The challenge was never broken down like that. You know what I'm saying? So if you're on your mission for whatever two, three, four locations, get your grind on it and get – Madden comes out in a matter of weeks. This is a business. You got to get on the point here. We already on point. We already on point. Dynasty already told you.
Speaking for EMB, I know every single one of us already have PS3. The only person that needs to get one is already, I guess, getting one in a couple of days is Drag Racer. Everyone else has already got PS3 ready to go. So we're pretty good on the home front here. And I'm pretty sure most crews already, like Bobby said, are getting, you know, their PS3 on right now.
They're already talking. Yeah. These guys are buying buddy. Yo, I got to say this. They're buying buddy passes already. Commish, they're buying buddy. And for those of you who don't know what buddy passes are, they're airline tickets that you can get through an employee or a family member that works for the airlines. They're booking buddy passes to go to Dallas already. I've gotten numerous calls. I got a couple guys that I know in the community that, you know, supply buddy passes, and their calls are well over 30, 40. So it's like already, and the game hasn't even come out yet.
Well, let me tell you, I got a scoop for everybody. I think it's a scoop, but maybe not. Maybe I don't have one. But I have it on good authority that I know at least one person that has confirmed to me that they actually have the full game. And I don't know how they got it, but it is someone that I would believe. It's not someone that I think would say it because I know because of what they do. They've been on the show before, and they're a pretty large video game entity. So I believe he got the game, which means that, you know, if you guys got your contacts and your connections, if one person got it, that means, you know, it's out there. And I don't know how he got it or what his connection was, but I got confirmation earlier this evening that at least one person I know has the full final version of the game and has been playing it. So there you go.
Okay. Well,
has the game officially won gold? Like, I'm not sure how they can have the final version. I'm not sure if it's even gone gold yet.
Well, what's today's date? We're inside of 4 weeks, so it had to have. I mean, they got a package and shipped and...
The media entities, IGN, stuff like that, the people that prepare the Prima guy, VG Sports, you know, I'm just using those examples. I'm not saying exactly, but a lot of these places that do media for this, people have to do the reviews, people that do hint guides and stuff like. So the game at this point, I believe it's probably has gone gold. You know, just from my experiences.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just in right now it's probably in its packaging stage, et cetera. But, you know, media has to get this stuff so they can get the previews and everything out. And, you know, you'll see some big events coming out in the next few weeks involving EA Sports, like these giant parties. Or I know they sent out the email about the stuff in California. So when you see these places that have those, you know, big parties and events, the game is out. The game is out. Put it that way. The game is out.
The game is out.
Yeah, pretty much out.
All right. All right. Anything else, guys? I can certainly go as long as everybody wants to go, but I think we've gone a little over 2 hours, and I think we've touched on about everything for tonight. And Matter of Federation will certainly be meeting as soon as tomorrow and tackling you know, some of the new issues now with the the fact that MLG is now on the scene. Let me see if A1. Oh, goodness gracious. All right. Sorry, I love you like a brother, man. I mean, you're my man, 20 grand, but your feedback's killing us, man. So, sorry, but shout out to A1 West Coast Madden Players United, man. Check out his tournament on, I think he's still doing one in August, so check it out. I think he's still doing
August,
one in August.
August 29th, that is the Dallas day, but, you know, we have stuff pre-set up, so we're going to go with that date and everything. You know, in closing on this show, this is a very positive show, man. A lot of positive energy, a lot of, like, moving forward, talking about good things. And I think we need to take some of this conversation on the boards, you know what I'm saying, this positive energy. Because this is one of the better shows. And I haven't heard anything bad about anybody, by anybody, a caller or this or that, you know what I'm saying? And that's great. That's a great feeling for me, a real great feeling. You know, everybody, you know, we're on the same track. We're just talking about positive movement, discussion. I just like this. So, you know, instead of guys making hate videos and this and that, and, you know, I just think that, and the guys that are higher up, as you can see, Bobby Storm, you know, myself, like a lot of times, and people don't know what goes on behind the scenes and who we talk to or who we know or whatever, but like that negativity and that foolishness is not something that a lot of people don't want to get involved with. So, you know, the people who I'm talking about, they know who they are.
Well,
so,
let me assure
yeah.
you, Rod, that before we sign off, I'm going to address that myself.
Yeah.
I have a statement on that I want to just throw out there before we sign
yeah.
off. So just let
yeah.
me know.
Yeah, I just like this vibe, man. Very positive vibe, man. I'm just so charged up right now. You know, we got Bobby Storm on here. He's done a lot, you know, for the community, a lot in bridging gaps. You know, we got some quality guys in here, man. And we work hard, man. Promoters, sometimes we get. I know Cornstar's one of the main guys. That you know, Cornstar, you're on our heads, man. You're on our heads. But we work hard, bro. Real hard.
I'm only on
so.
Your heads because I'm just trying to, you know, make everyone on the same page.
Yeah. We just got
to
be.
I don't mean for it to be. I don't want it to come off negative at all. It just, I want, like, the community to get better. That's one reason why I put my input up there. And
Yeah, we do. You know, some people put it as input and some people put it as disrespect. You know, and that's what we have to sort of get a fine line to, you know, to transfer that to just to input and suggestions rather than disrespect. So I think, you know, you have a lot of positive things. A lot of the points that you make are very, very valid. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want to keep it on that positive vibe and work with you. You know, it's going to be looking forward to you. These East Coast boys getting on your head this year. I'm looking forward to that too. So it's gonna be nice to you up here, man.
Just to touch base on what Rod said. This is LAB. Since I came into this community, it's been Open Arms and K-Star. Since we've been having our conversations via the Madden voice, you've been getting nothing but positive input. And this was a very positive call. And I like to let everybody know. LAB is not going anywhere. I'm only 25, and Rod and Bobby and T-Boy, all of them, a lot older than 25, so I plan on doing it just as long as they've been doing it.
A lot older than
Hey, man, what you trying to say, man? I'm in that age group, too, with them guys, man. What you trying to say, bro?
No, but, I mean, y'all have been doing it since I've been doing it, and y'all still doing it. I just plan on being around that long.
And Lad, me and Lad, we talk. He's in the Federation. You respect. One of the things, Lad, that you have that we didn't have is you have a blueprint. You have history. Like a lot of the times, man, and that's very good for you. You're going to do very well. You have the right mindset. You know, the right attitude. Blah blah blah. But you have a mindset. Like all the mistakes that were made and console splits. You have history. When me and Bobby were into this console split, like there was no such thing as a console split when we did it because it was only PS2. So we had to go on the fly, man. I'm talking about we just had to discover and make up things, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so you have something in front of you. You had a couple guys that were before you, and you're gonna be further ahead than we ever were at your stage. You know what I'm saying? So I wish you nothing but the best of luck, man. And you know, it's gonna be real good for everybody.
I definitely appreciate that, y'all, and I appreciate all the input and help that everybody's been giving LAB. So that's what's up. Great show tonight, man.
Well, thank you. We appreciate
that. Great. You know, even with the MLG, I think it's great that the 29th, every single spot in the nation is going to be involved in a big tournament in some kind of way.
Yes, everywhere.
West
Coast, East Coast, Midwest,
Midwest, now South, you know, Texas and Dallas, that huge event. It's going to be cool because, you know, when you're playing in the tournament, not only are you going to be wondering what's going on in the tournament, like, you know, across the bracket, so what's going on the East, what's going on the West, what's going on in Dallas. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
And the Madden Voice plans to, we're going to work with the tournament directors and the people that I know that are going to be going, and we're going to do everything we can to bring, information back from the tournaments, whether it's, you know, interviews or something that we can bring from each tournament. I have a plan in place. It hasn't been fully executed yet, but I really want to go to even the next step of tying the tournaments into the radio show. Clearly there's another thing with MLG, and we'll see if there's a way to do it with them. I don't know. It's brand new. But at least with the Rod, the A1s, the LABs, you know, et cetera, that are out there, you know, if I get a few guys from the EAFL that are going out there, I may give them a few bucks to represent the Madden Voice and to do a few things for the show. And it'll be good for their show. It'll be good for the tournament community. And it just keep, you know, just like Rod said, we want to keep this positive vibe going. Like a guy told me a long time ago, a real smart guy that I look up to, said, you know, we can disagree without being disagreeable. You know, and that's what I will put out there to this community. Disagreeing is fine, but we don't have to do it in a disagreeable manner. So those will be my my final words on the topic. Well, listen, let me go through and start thanking people. LAB, as always, the big supporter of the show. Appreciate you coming on to the show. Big things. We expect huge things from you this year in Virginia. So and I'm going to make it out there to one of your tournaments this year. I promise you, before this tournament season's over, you'll see me at one of your tournaments. So thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate it.
No doubt. I appreciate y'all.
All right. NJ Rod, you know, very loyal to the Madden Voice, loyal to the EAFL, and, you know, and quite frankly, a guy that I think it's kind of a bad rap out there, but still just plugs along and does his thing. And, you know, it's just good to have you on the show and good to have you doing your thing out there. Keep up the good work.
Hey, man. Hey, look, man, I read the comic books, man. You know what I'm saying? Like evil can never be good. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. Joker never beat Batman. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, whatever.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Well, listen, we appreciate you coming on the show as always, man. I'll catch you on the conference call tomorrow night.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care. And my brother from another mother, GTP Commish, Mr. Bobby Storm, doing big things with MLG.
It's just the beginning, man. It's just the beginning. Go get them PS3s.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to say this, and I think this doesn't happen enough. I think the community needs to really thank you for your leadership and for, you know, the way that you do what you do to where a professional outfit like MLG has connected with you as our liaison. And I just think a lot of people just take it for granted because you've been doing it for so long. They just expect it. But, you know, they don't understand what goes on behind the scenes and how much work it is and how hard it is. And I just want to say, you know, from the Madden Voice, from the EAFL, and from everyone that we represent, man, we appreciate you and what you do, you know, and you should, you know, like I said, Rod, I think Rod gets a bad rap sometimes. I don't think you get fully appreciated for what you do for this community. If guys didn't hear that first 30 minutes, man, rewind your iPods or your MP3 players or whatever and listen to the passion from Sundance. You know, and the excitement of coming into this community, not just of partnering with EA Sports and Sony, but the excitement of coming into the Madden community. And some of that is based on the hard work that Bobby has done for this community. So I just want to take a minute and thank you for all your hard work.
I really appreciate that, guys. But a lot of these guys, like I said, I watched them grow up throughout the years. And like I said, we used to ball as much as you guys. And we've gotten older over the years, but the passion is still there. And we put a lot of hard work into it because it pays off. And like I said, most of you guys, I mean, all of you guys are like family to me. So we put a lot of hard work because we get good results. So as long as we have a good season, like we do all seasons past, we'll make history again. So let's all just regroup and bring it together and have a great Madden 10 season. I got to go. I'll holler at y'all.
All right, Bobby. Take care.
Okay. All right.
See you, Bobby.
All right. My co-host, K-Star, any final words, anything you want to add? It was kind of weird watching you on TV and then got you on the show. My daughter really got a kick out of watching you for some reason. You know, as soon as I told you were the co-host, man, she was all into watching you. And then thank God you won that game. So,
oh, yeah.
She's like, tell him good job for beating that other guy. I said, yeah, it is a good job that he beat Truth.
Yeah,
but any final words?
Actually, quick plug. I'll make sure that all the listeners or whatever follow me on Twitter, on twitter.com, you know, /OliQuick, with 2 K's at the end of that. And I'll make sure everyone follows me or whatever. And my final words are pretty much really excited for, you know, this upcoming season. Like I said, every single spot in the nation on the 29th is going to be a hit with the, you know, wave of tournaments. And, I mean, I really think that everyone should go ahead and get that PlayStation 3. I really hope everyone does. This is going to be a great year, and with MLG coming to the picture, you know, the best is yet to come. So look forward to, you know, what's going to happen for the rest of the year.
Sounds good. Sounds good. All right. And what can we expect from you in the upcoming weeks? Now, we're you know, every week I keep saying we're going to take a week off, so I don't know. I mean, there's so much going on. I don't know that we can afford a week off with all the news that's breaking, but We might take next week off, so stay tuned to the Madden Lab. And for all you guys that are get the newsletter or follow me on Twitter or members of the Madden Voice fan page on Facebook, we'll let you know. But assuming that we do a show, whenever we do our next show, K-Star, what do you got in store for everybody?
I was officially going to do the top five overrated list, but I decided because I wanted to keep the energy of positive vibe. The next show I'm going to do a top five underrated list, and then right before the year drops, I might hit you guys with the overrated list just for, a little bit of discussion. But I'm going to give you guys the top five underrated list of Madden ballers I think are really underappreciated in the Madden community and don't get the credit they, properly deserve. And that's pretty much it. I'm not even sure when I'm going to be the 29th, so I still got a lot of figuring out what I'm going to do with my the next couple of weeks what I'm going to do for the tournament season, that special date, so.
Yeah, everybody's hustling. There's so much going on August 29th. It's like even though the game comes out on the 14th, it's like Madden 10 officially begins the weekend of the 29th. So it's going to be exciting, It's going to be exciting. So, all right, K-Star, appreciate all your help with the show, and we'll be talking.
All right, man.
All right, take care. Yep. All right, and in closing, actually when we sign off, we are going to my man K-Star requested that I play the Michael Jackson Shaq Ice Cube song. I think it was Ice Cube. I know it was Michael Jackson and Shaq. I think it was Michael Jackson, Shaq, and Ice Cube. I'm looking for it as we speak. Yeah. So we'll play that as we go off the air. But, I try to let people say their thing and do their thing, and I let things go, and I try not to get into – I don't really want to get into a war of words or an argument or a debate or anything with another entity, another radio show, another league, another website. I really don't wish to do that. We're set in what we do, the Madden Voice, the EAFL, Madden Federation, all things that I'm involved with. But I got to tell you that I do have to address one thing that I heard that I just thought – was just a little bit unnecessary. And, this is going out to a guy that I do know, that I think we have mutual respect, but Truth, a.k.a. Dan Brown, not the last video you did, but the video you did before, the Just Do You video, and you went at my man Rod, and you questioned the Jersey thing, and you questioned the KOTC Ohio thing, and I just thought it was out of bounds, brother. This community, there isn't a lot of originality in this community. There really isn't. Let's look at radio shows. March 29th, 2008, there were no active radio shows on Blog Talk Radio Show for Madden. I know because I went and looked before we started our show. Now there's about half a dozen, including the show that you now co-host. And clearly, we started a trend there, and hey, more power to us and more power to anybody else. But we could have taken the attitude of, what are you guys doing, just do you. But no, everybody wants to be the hub and do their own radio show. How many Madden websites do we have out there? You yourself are involved in a gambling site. Certainly is not an original concept. I'm sure your company does a great job, but it was not a new concept. It's not something you guys created. And I just think, the whole Ohio thing, there's a business opportunity, and it turns out to be Rod's partner, and he's from Ohio, and I just think people rushed and wanted to throw bricks at the guy and didn't get the whole story and assumed that there was some personal vendetta with another promoter that had nothing to do with this whole Ohio thing. And as far as I'm concerned, it just means that people got to step their game up. Competition comes down the street from you, you got to step your game up. Makes you that much better. So, I got nothing against you. I got nothing against what you're out there doing. You're a great personality. Your videos, crack me up. I watch them. I ain't going to lie. And I wish you well. But just think about being more positive, man. And let's get away from calling names out. I know that's what you do, the truth, the hat is back and all that. I get it, and I expect that you're going to keep doing that to a certain point. But there's a line that people really don't want to cross, and I just ask everyone out there, not just my colleague out there, Truth, but everybody out there, just think about that line. Just think about that line, and don't cross that line. I mean, you heard the show tonight, man. Positive,
good, productive show talking about everything that's been going on in this community tonight. Feedback from every the tournament directors, the players, promoters, the guy from MLG, you know, everybody on here. Positive, energetic show. We get off the show, we're feeling good. Can't wait to go out and get mad. Hey, man, if you're doing a radio show, then, hey, man, if you know, follow that. Do something positive. But let's get away from the attacking and the finger-pointing and this, that, and the other. And you know, I, if you don't got nothing good to say about somebody, then don't say anything. You know, that's what your mother taught you. All of your mothers. I know that's what my mother taught me. So, again, I don't want this to turn into a war of words and all that. I got nothing against Dan, and I got nothing against, you know, most people out there, most. So I just had to close the show with this, you know. Don't make me have to go and start, you know, the Madden Vision, okay, because that's coming, okay. The Madden Vision could be coming. If you guys keep up this stuff, I'm going to have to get my sunglasses. I'm going to have to get my hat, and I'm going to have to get my webcam and look out for the Madden Vision. All right, guys, listen, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate all the energy and all the love and all the support, and we wish everybody well. And we will end it with, as my co-host requested, Shaq and MJ and Ice Cube. And frankly, I do not remember the name of the song, but we're going to end it with that song. And once again, rest in peace, Michael Jackson. But exclusive on the Madden Voice. And remember to join the EAFL. Join our PS3 League now. EAFLMadden.com/join. Because the EAFL is where all feuds are settled on the field.
I love this game. Yeah. Yeah. We be ballin'. Everybody likes all the play. We callin'. Yo, team ballin'. We ain't stallin'. We just slammin' and jammin' like it ain't nothing wrong. Booyah. It's Pac. NBA's where it's at. We the max. D.I.C.'s watchin' Shaq stacking up the numbers. Making opponents dumber. You oughta check them smarter or a little harder. Now we can ball on land, air, and water. Got your daughter chin harder than you think she oughta. Get the order to slaughter any team like that. Jordan, me, and Shaq, a dream team pack. Watch my man Allen, I take it to the rim. 2 minutes left and we win it by 10. The crowd leads in. We up by dubs. Boo, you in my house, you get no love. We be ballin', everybody likes all the play. We callin', no team ballin'. We ain't stallin', we just slammin' and jammin' like it ain't nothing wrong. Get your ball on.
Like low post, nice and swift, priceless gift. Harder we hit, bigger y'all bruise. Better build, no excuses, fake players you lose. Paid my dues, the Cubans whipping. We're great and nifty, ballers making history by being great.